you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
You're on the air, Rabbi Spivak.
Yes. Hi. Let me turn down my... I'm listening.
You're listening to on the what?
Internet.
Where are you calling from?
Well, it's a new one, right?
Yeah, brand new.
Hold on.
They restarted then.
A brand new one.
Brand new.
It's a brand new one, buddy.
Be warned. This is extremely graphic. So if you have small children in the room, don't let them disturb you.
Okay, nice.
Nice.
Here we go, the brand new one.
You're on the air, Rabbi Spivak.
Yes. Hi, let me turn down my... I'm listening.
You're listening to on the what?
Internet.
Where are you calling from?
New York.
First name?
Bob.
What part of New York, Bob?
New York City. Because you get lousy shortwave reception.
Well, what borough?
Manhattan, New York City.
All right, you're hearing me on the Internet. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Speak up, my friend, so I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to know what your opinion of Don Geronimo's hairy balls was. How's your...
Okay, I apologize, my friends, for that one-dimensional fellow. Really do. Sometimes... Well, listen. That's probably the best way to
Wow.
Yeah, hello. Hello. Yes. Who's this? First name? From? Hang on.
Is he screening it?
It's got to be the same guy.
Sure. All right, Rudy from Baltimore. How are you listening to us on the shortwave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty good. You're fading in and out, but I got you.
What's on your mind? Oh, boy. Okay, same guy. All right. Well, you know, I think that speaks volumes. What can I tell you? To those people who are serious, you know, we'll play a little music now. And what can I do?
Yeah.
What can I do?
Play a little music now. If you want to call or anything, we'd love to hear from you.
Who's this coming from?
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Hello. Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
I like rape.
No deal, Howie.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
You're fucked up, Tito.
Don't change your diaper, baby.
Come on, where's Ed?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hello, little brains.
Never die.
We're little brains just like you.
Oh, yes, we do.
It's a stinking Monday. And our phone number is 877. Try to come at this with a good, positive feeling.
Well, it is a stinking Monday, it is.
And our phone number is the same as it was on Getaway Friday. Same as it was on Sure Happy It's Thursday on
Terrific Tuesday.
Hump Day Wednesday. 877-365-3636. That's phone number, dial recklessly, please. Be a nice idea to get some strip trivia happening on the show this week.
Oh, amen.
Yeah. Now, bear with me on this.
Hello.
I know we had tossed around the idea. One of the lads had the idea about stump trivia. And it turns out we only got a response from one person who's lost a limb.
That didn't work out too well, huh?
I think you know him. His name is Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy wanted to play.
Really? We wanted to have like a Heather Mills all amputee version of strip trivia.
Right.
With just people with their stumps. But we didn't get any response. So let's try this one on for size. How about an all-cougar strip trivia?
Oh, great idea.
all cougars and milfs.
What's your age cutoff going to be?
Unlimited, Mike.
Good. What's it going to be? What's it going to be on the low end?
Oh my goodness! At least 35.
35.
At least 35.
35 to no limit whatsoever.
Do they have to be parents?
Do they have to be parents? No.
Okay. Now, you can have a cougar that's been single all her life. Okay,
right. No, and if it, let me turn off the microphone for a second and say something to Mike.
Yes. We're planning a strip trivia for cougars and milfs 35 and older. You know, I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see that coming. We know someone who fits.
Yes.
That.
Quite well.
That is like her MySpace.
Quite nicely, wow. Mr. Hobbs.
Hi there. I'm almost... What would you guesstimate her age to be?
62.
Oh, she's double nickels, maybe?
Yeah. I would say, yeah, that sounds right. And I think it would be delightful. I think it'll be fun. And it's almost like a rite of spring, too.
How about if we could just get her, this woman that we're not speaking about on the radio.
Just her?
We just got just her to come down.
I'd come up with serious money for that.
That'd be fun.
Oh, and we will have cash. We will have cash. We have, I believe, literally thousands of dollars to give away.
Nice. Wow.
Be nice to get this thing going.
Sure will. How much money are you going to actually generate for this particular?
I think we can give away like $2,000.
Whoa.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Here they come.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Well, not with this call. They're not coming, Mike.
I got an interesting story for you guys.
Okay.
Nothing like an interesting story on Stinking Monday.
I'm not doing nothing.
Start your Monday, yeah.
Go.
Me and my girlfriend, thoroughly intrigued by your Honk for Cash game show.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Incidentally, if you're referring to Honk for Cash, call it a game show. You really have to call it that. That's very important.
Well, we decided to throw our own twist on it and play our own game. And at any time during the workday, we can call each other on the cell phone and play at the stoplight.
Oh, that's nice.
So we end up owing each other money, you know, just have a little fun.
Oh, my God.
She got rear-ended while I was on the phone with her. And is now really upset at me.
It's not easy being the first caller on a Monday.
No. Well, I think the bar is raised awfully high, and it's a very difficult standard.
Yes.
On Stinking Monday.
So she was rear-ended.
Yes. Playing the home version of it.
Gotcha. Okay, so, ladies, here's the deal for strip trivia. You got to be at least 35.
I think that you're being generous with that.
Be a cougar or a milf.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Call us now at 877-365-3636 or shoot us an email at donandmikewebsite.com. Not that I'm totally jacked up for this, but how about tomorrow?
That's a great idea.
All right, then.
Isn't that always the way it goes?
Wait, but I mean, that's fine, and I think we can generate. With that kind of cash, as far as $2,000, you can probably generate a lot of participation.
We might do like $1,000 first place, $500 second place,
right.
And on down.
Yeah.
And on down, like a deal or no deal.
Any,
down to a penny.
Any extra credit as far as women that that are like the oldest? Like, will the oldest woman get some sort of handicap? I think they all have to wear the same amount of clothing.
Uh-huh.
Because we want the clothes to hit the floor.
You know, it would be my dream if we would have all senior citizens in here flying.
Sure.
Really.
And if, wow.
Yeah, you know, if by some stretch of the imagination, like it, just 10 senior citizen women, no guys, just all chicks that would be like in the open.
Anyway, is it for women only because it's cougars?
Well, let's see how many we get.
What do you call an old guy? I mean, normal. Right? Guy that's not there.
That's me.
Tis I.
All right, so call now if you're at all interested in this cougar thing.
Uh-huh.
We'll see if we have enough steam to go with us on tomorrow's show.
Cool.
To give away literally thousands of dollars in strip trivia. Before we start today's show, take some more of your calls. Talk about the weekend, everything else that we do on a Monday show. I think Mike and I need to stop down for a second to talk about what I believe, and I know you agree, is, I'll say it, the bargain of the year.
Yeah, you can call it that. I would call it a golden opportunity.
Now, listen, don't be fooled because we're going to talk about something else. Doesn't mean we're not super horny for the Cougar MILF edition of Strip Trivia. I see all the lines are ringing now.
That's number one. That is the number one priority for the show today, but I know you have some business you need to take care of.
Well, we both do, Mike, because we feel strongly about this.
Strong strongly, we feel strongly, but we're also so excited.
I happened to be reading the newspaper today. Very dangerous. This is why I never delve past the sports and style in the newspaper.
But can I say I'm very happy that you did today. I think it was a very good move.
Happened to be glancing at the business section, and it's a tribute, really, to Dan Snyder, owner of your Washington Redskins. As you know, the most generous owner in the National Football League.
You know, everybody will tell you that what he's done with the Redskins, he's made that the most fan-friendly experience in football, and he happened at the same time to make the Redskins the wealthiest franchise.
And sure, he's a short little guy, and he's got issues with his height and issues with penis envy and issues with Tom Cruise and just about everybody else in the world, but he's got the golden touch, and he bought this joint out by the Redskins stadium that used to be known as Wild World.
Wild World, a wonderful, wonderful theme park.
And it's now known as a Six Flags theme park.
Right.
And
it'll always be Wild World to us, though, won't it?
Yes. Oh, you bet, Mike.
In fact, I hate to hear Six Flags. I'd rather call it Wild World.
Wild World by the Cap Center.
So many memories.
In PG County. Let's call it by its full formal name. Wild World by the Cap Center in PG County.
PG County. I think specifically Largo.
I know people around the country don't get this, but too bad. So, Snyder buys this place. He buys this rundown amusement park and slaps on the Six Flags name, and it's just smack dab in the biggest armpit there is in the state of Maryland. Okay? It might as well be industrial swamp area out there where this place is.
And I think it's really important to, when we mention that this place is an amusement park, yes it is, but don't think Universal, Disney. Think a little bit smaller. For anybody that's actually been out there, for people that have actually seen it,
don't even think of Gang's Dominion. And for those of you maybe listening in an area where you do have a real Six Flags,
right,
like up in New Jersey or maybe down in Texas or something,
right,
this is not like your Six Flags.
No. And for everybody around the Washington area that's lived here a long time, think Wild World. Because I really want people to think that way. And, you know, and you're right. You have to draw a separation between Gang's Dominion and Hershey Fart. You really have to make those two. You have to separate those two.
Okay, so it's an ugly, you know, it's the redheaded stepchild of Six Flags. It's not a real Six Flags.
But he's really working on it.
So this is in the Post today. The latest thing from Dan Snyder, who bought this park.
What?
You know how they got a deal down at Disney? Where if you want to, you pay a price for one day, mm-hmm, and you get to go to the front of the line.
Right.
And they have the same thing down at Universal in Florida.
VIP pass.
They have the same thing at Disneyland in California. Mm-hmm.
Studies have shown that Americans wish to pay for exclusivity.
Yeah. Now, I don't mind telling you I paid for this when I took my grandkids down to Universal last August. Mm-hmm. We paid. It's like $175 for 4 days. And we got to go to the front of the line whenever we wanted to.
Wonderful. Kind of a nice deal down there. I should point out they have a nice deal down there that I've taken advantage of with my kids, where if you stay on the property, that's one of the little fringe benefits. If you're actually, you know, going to pony up the dough to stay at, like, one of the nice hotels down there, they actually let you go in there. And, Don, I don't believe, you know, it was part of a very, you know, an all-inclusive thing, at least. That's the way I remember it. But nothing as good as this bargain.
No. Now, keep in mind, if you're lucky enough to go to Wild World / the new Six Flags.
Uh-huh. Right.
You certainly don't want to stay at a hotel in the area.
Well, I think it would be a bit of a drive.
Well,
because what you are in the middle of is
the hotels,
a lot of bedroom communities.
Well, the hotels, generally speaking, that area, I think are not family oriented.
I think they're not necessarily even hotels. I think you might want to put an M in front of that.
Would there be a motel?
Motels.
A hotel.
I'm not sure. You'd have to drive away.
Motel.
It's been a long time.
Holiday Inn.
It's been a long time since I was out there walking up the steps of a water slide and saw a tick on a guy's back.
Here's the very long-winded payoff to this. That this guy's got this piece of junk amusement park, which is nothing on the caliber of your regular big-scale amusement parks.
Right.
And his new way to screw the people whose money he wants to take from them is to offer a one-day VIP package.
Okay. You can call it screwing. I call this making an opportunity available.
Now, for this, you get
what?
One day's admission to the park.
Great.
Better parking.
Now, that's terrific.
Wow.
A free meal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A snack.
Nice.
Reserve seating at the shows, because you know nothing beats an amusement park show.
You want to get a good seat.
And you get the front of the line access.
There you go.
Oh, yes. You'll also get to meet Bugs Bunny. Get your picture taken with Bugs Bunny.
You get the picture for free?
Yeah, well, yes, you do, Mike.
Or do you just get the picture taken?
No, it's Mike, that's all-inclusive in the price.
Wow.
The price, excuse me.
That's a $10.99 value.
The VIP program. according to Mark Shapiro. Hi, Mark.
What does Mark
you
say?
You get a total prime VIP exclusive guided visit. We did a lot of research. People said they want to come to Six Flags. They want a private visit. They didn't want to be included with the masses.
Of course not. So what they want is a chance to go to the head of the line not have to wait, even though you're going to a place where there are lots of other people. What is the regular admission to the park?
$49.
Oh, so I would say, what's it, double that?
Four times that. For one day ranges from $199 to $249 per person.
Sounds fair. Did you say $249.99 per person?
From $199 to $249 plus tax.
Oh.
Per day. So at Six Flags America in Prince George's County, Maryland, the VIP program goes for $199 a person. If you're a family of four and you want to drive out to Armpit, Maryland, that's only $796 for the day.
That is a bargain.
Now,
that is a wonderful opportunity.
You know,
I feel so grateful. Thank you, Dan.
Here's the thing. The level of amusement parking that you're getting is not even of the standard of the come into town in the middle of night gypsies where they set up the shaky tilt-a-whirl and they've got the throw the baseball at the olden time milk jugs and
right.
One of them is weighted. It's
right.
Not even as good as that. And it's twice as much money as they charge at a real amusement park like Disney or Universal. And it's freaking Dan Snyder. It's freaking Dan Snyder, who has already...
I like rape.
Yes, he has already raped the fans of the Redskins in the wallet many times. My wallet is still bleeding from the PSL that I had to buy.
Are you saying...
PSL, but it's a PSL.
I'm totally confused. Are you saying that you don't look at this as a golden opportunity for consumers?
Oh, no. Mike, I disagree. I'm kidding. It's the bargain of the year.
I really do believe that if once you pay for this, it will save you enough time, especially for a family of four that would pay over $700, that at the end of the day, you'd have time, perhaps more time than you normally would, to browse some of the merchandise.
Now, here's a question. Do you get any money knocked off if there happens to be a shooting there the day that you're there? Do you get like $50 off if someone gets clubbed?
You don't get charged extra.
Do you feel that the park is not amusing? Is that the problem? This amusement park is not amusing?
I think it's fantastic.
Rob, you're an amusement park aficionado.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Really? And I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, now let's tap into the serious side of Bobo's brain.
Okay.
What makes a great amusement park, and why isn't Wild World a great one?
There's no exciting attraction to it. There's no Keystone roller coaster. There's nothing really exciting about it. And besides...
There's that wooden roller coaster that Lyle Walensky put out there. Remember that one? Remember the one where we had the couple get married and the camera broke? They duct taped it. We went on the roller coaster and had a wedding.
We're going on and on about this. This is just a rip-off beyond rip-off. You have to know that this is like a cheap, 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 badass amusement park. And
I saw an elephant go number one there one time.
Just number one?
I think it was number one. Yep.
See, the thing about this that troubles me is it gets expensive because normally I like to take my family to Wild World for a week. And if you do it for 7 days in a row...
When is the last time you went to Wild World?
I did the Christmas on Ice there.
Come on, really.
When's the last time you went?
I've never been.
You've never been?
And I love places like that. I've never been to Wild World.
Oh, I've lived out there.
I know you love it, but...
I adore it.
You did a week there?
I stopped going after I saw the tick. This might have been prior to Mr. Snyder taking it over.
Yes, yes. It was. Really, what a ripoff. This is not a world-class park. This is not a... What's less than world? It's not an Earth-class park. It's not
a county fair-class park.
No, it's not, Buzz. It's a little better than if a guy, like, pull this cart into your neighborhood and set up a moon bounce at the end of your cul-de-sac.
Better than that.
It's better than that.
But if you had a big neighborhood, you'd want to pay a little extra to get to the head of the line.
But you know what this smells of? Snyder. This piece of paper smells of Snyder.
Sweet it is. I predict he will turn a profit. I don't know.
Of course he will. Of course he will. He's magic like that.
Yes, he is.
He's magic like that.
Made his fortune before he was 30. It's risky.
What schmuck is possibly going to pay $200 a day or $250? I tell you what, for $250 a day,
per person,
keep all the black people away from me.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Mike,
yes,
a lot of black people go to that park.
You know something? I think the people that will pay for that will have large sport utility vehicles.
Yes.
That's my prediction.
Large, expensive sport.
That's what I want. I want for $250. Not even just black people. Just all people.
All people.
All people. Now that's what everybody's saying.
You want to be kept somewhere away from everybody.
Yeah. But not a Wild World.
I know.
I want that at a good place. I don't want that at Wild
What is the
World.
Total again for a family of four?
So it's at least almost it's over $800 a day with tax.
With tax, $800.
But don't forget, you get the picture of Bugs Bunny.
And you get to that. You don't have to wait.
That's right.
Now, I should give this warning.
For the super attractions.
I should give this warning that when you offer this exclusivity to an amusement park and they say, you know, you will go to the head of the line, it should be pointed out that that would be indeed true in the event that you were the sole family purchasing this. It should be pointed out that the odds are you're going to have another family is going to be purchasing this as well.
I just thought of something else I need. I'm going to need some kind of protection. When we cut in line, when we get our approved cut in line,
right,
I'm going to need protection from the other people in line.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, you might not be at the front of the line because if somebody else pays for
Where's my BPV?
They're going to...
my bulletproof vest.
They're going to do this. They're going to do this too.
Mm-hmm. You know, but keep in mind, you get a meal, you get a snack, get a show with the dancing Snyderettes.
The Snyderettes will be there.
All right, what a jip!
All the characters.
That's all. What a jip!
They jip you.
What a jip!
Bargain for many. I can't wait to go out there.
What a jip!
I think it's a. I think it's an opportunity.
Show me the picture of the first idiot that pays $200 to cut to the head of the line at Wild.
I don't know, man. When you called me and told me about it today, you were raving about it. I don't know when. I guess between then and now, you've changed your tune completely.
Yeah, and it's a good thing you didn't take me up on my first thought, which was just take all of my savings and throw it into Six Flags stock. But specifically, local Six Flags.
Sure.
Six Flags in the D.C. area.
It goes to from $199 to over $200. You think we'll be on the $199 side of it?
Hey, come on. You and I are big spenders.
Yeah.
Let's go all the way, Mike.
Let's have fun.
Let's spend $250
to
cut in line at Wild World.
And bring some friends along to up that over $700.
Sure.
I think that's wonderful. And really, when you're talking about food and drink and maybe buying the occasional souvenir, you're probably looking at $1,000.
Okay.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, worth it. Absolutely worth it. Wild World.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods, what's up?
Howdy.
I put the piggyback on it. I went to Wild World this summer just passed, and they got like this refillable plastic cup that they give you. And we had dropped the cup. It had been fingered and handled, and you put it in the seats of all those rides. And you take it to a thing, and you get the refill. And they touch the cup. They never wash their hands. They'll touch the cup. Then they'll touch your food.
I love it.
And that's why you want to spend $200 a day.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, it's
too much fun.
It's the bargain of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it in the newspaper, and I thought we would not be audience-friendly if we didn't bring this to our audience today.
True. Yeah, I'd like to recommend go around the major holidays. Summer holidays, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day.
I'll be even more specific. I can't pick a day. All I can say is wait until it gets really humid.
Absolutely, and that's when you want to go in the... Do you realize how many memories we have out at Wild World? Do you remember the old guy giving us the gesture?
Oh, sure I do.
We did broadcasts out there.
My God.
Oh, God, it was horrible.
The dark days. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Daddy O'Rods.
Hi there.
Yeah, I did this thing at Wild World / Six Flags last year. It wasn't a package deal. You paid like $30, and you got 10 tickets apiece for those $30, and each ticket got you to the front of the line.
See, now listen, if that was the deal, I wouldn't be flapping my big mouth today. $30, $50, huh? That seems like a going rate for Wild World. But this is typical Snyder. Why charge people double what it should? Why charge them three times what it should? Let's charge them 1, 2, 3, 4 times what it's worth because we're putting the Danny Snyder stamp on it.
Hey, do you think this will get us a better football team here in Washington?
Hope so.
You think that'll happen?
Yeah. Don't forget. Hi, everybody. It's Dan Snyder. For every VIP pass you buy, I'll have more money to spend on a good free agent for the Redskins this year. Hey, did you hear the good news? I'm charging more for parking this year.
good.
Sure, we've been not to the playoffs once since I've owned the team. No. That really doesn't matter.
Has he started the cross-promoting at all with Six Flags? Is there a Six Flags presence in FedEx Stadium?
Here's the thing, Dan.
It's not FedEx. Is it? Is it FedEx still?
Yes, it is.
It is FedEx.
Dan Snyder is such a whore. Uh-huh. He would wait and let another amusement park, if they pay the money, become the official amusement park of the Redskins, even though they own one. Or he would do what he did with chicken places. KFC is the official fried chicken of the Redskins, and Popeyes is the official chicken of the Redskins.
Wow.
There are
brilliant. Yeah. So there's no chance that Bugs Bunny might be doing the coin flip?
I would say if they come up with a coin.
Let's bring Sylvester in.
Well, you know, not to get totally inside here, but you know that there are things like exclusivity deals that leagues sign with networks and everything.
Right.
One of the exclusive... what, Rob?
I was going to say that he's going to let Bugs Bunny do the coin flip, but Mr. Snyder will want the coin back.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay, so...
Exclusivity.
I was going to say something important.
You were talking about exclusivity.
Thanks, Jackie. They got a deal. The NFL has a deal with Sirius.
Right.
Where their games are all on Sirius satellite radio. They're the official satellite provider of the NFL.
Yep.
If you go into the Redskins stadium, Snyder has big signs up for XM.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got these big-ass things on the Jumbotron that say, XM, the official satellite sponsor of the Redskins, and they give away XM radios.
Wow.
They're like when they throw stuff into the crowd. I don't know how he gets away with it. If I'm one of the other guys in the NFL, I go, hey, listen, Shorty.
Yeah, he's part of the club. He's part of the club. They're not going to eat their own.
But I guess my point is that he'll take the money from anybody.
Yeah.
No, maybe that's why there's not a big Bugs Bunny thing right now, because maybe he's waiting for Gangs Dominion to pony up more money to be the official amusement park of the Redskins.
Right? We'll have to wait and see.
And at what point does that become just absolutely irrelevant if everything out there has a stamp on it that says it's the official something of the Redskins?
Well, I mean, how long has that been going on? That's been forever.
Yeah, but never.
I mean, really, they started it with the Olympics. They've done it with football.
But like, the Redskins are the biggest whores, though. I mean, I want to know who's the mistress, the pizza mistress of the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Domino's?
Right.
Is it Papa John's? Mm-hmm. It seems that one year you're telling me that Domino's is the official pizza, but the next year it's Papa John's.
The dominant fan team in every city can write their own rules. They can write their own ticket.
This son of a bitch does it better than anybody.
Are they not the most profitable team in football?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, going away, because he has found a way to make a profit on every aspect of that.
Everything
that you would, and, you know, he's thinking out of the box, and he's doing it in such a way that he, you know, you would think he makes so much money with his little innovations that he got from his marketing background, but no, he'll still find time to, you know, raise parking to some of the highest in football.
Yeah, right. You don't find Dr. Jerry Buss, owner of the Los Angeles Lakers, opening up an amusement park in East L.A. and then saying to people, hey, incidentally, come to East L.A.
Right.
I'm going to charge you $400 a day for two kids to come into the park. No, they wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. The people wouldn't buy it.
Right. Well, he has to fight those nanny lawsuits.
He truly does.
Yes.
His nanny won some money, didn't she?
She did. Yeah.
She didn't get the millions that she wanted.
No, I forgot what she got. She got what she wanted. I think she got back pay.
There was a whole thing in the newspaper about Dan Snyder's nanny suing him because they had these ridiculous rules that the nanny, if she was on duty for 12 hours, she had to watch the kids for 12 hours. She could not go to the bathroom. She could not wow. watch TV. She could not eat. And she testified that the Snyders had out-of-control kids because they let them eat candy until 10 and 11 o'clock at night, and the kids would never sleep. And that the mom...
Said she worked 24 hours one time.
Wow. Yeah, and that the
without
mom,
a break.
And that the mom would sleep until, like, mid-morning. All of this is just in the newspaper.
I thought the article I read, the nanny alleged that it was noon. On a lot of days, it was noon.
So she sued Snyder for, you know, they, like everybody does, billions.
And then their friends would come over with their kids, and the nanny would watch those kids as well.
Yeah.
But that's the one that I, you know, as anybody's ever had a babysitter, you know, that everybody's pulled that crap with their babysitter. You know, all of a sudden somebody shows up with their own kids. You want to go out on the deck.
The problem with being Dan Snyder is when you're that hated, even when you do something where people maybe should go like, oh, God, you know, I feel bad for being screwed like that. You go, oh, hey, good for that nanny.
Yeah.
Good for that nanny.
Sure.
Just because he's got, like, no good PR build up at all.
None. And then the fact that you throw in the fact that you haven't won anything. So with the Redskins, you haven't bought yourself a Super Bowl yet.
But he's doing great with this amusement park. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey.
I just wanted to correct you back there. It's the official chicken and the official chicken sandwich is his little game.
Thank you. The official chicken and the official chicken sandwich.
That's how you got away with that.
What a whore.
Yeah.
What a stupid whore he is.
Do people, and the advertisers, I mean big name chain restaurants, are paying huge money for that to be the official. As though a guy in the NFL that's a conditioned athlete that, you know, watches what he's eating is going to eat, chicken sandwiches, fried chicken sandwiches.
To an extent, though, it's almost like the NASCAR thing. If you like a driver, you might go to that driver's place. People are very product loyal in NASCAR. If I was KFC, though, I would call him and go, hey, Shorty, I'm paying.
What do you mean the official chicken sandwich? What are you doing to me?
Right. I mean, I make chicken and so does Popeyes.
Well, is Popeyes the official chicken or is KFC?
KFC.
I mean, who has the sandwich?
I believe it's KFC's the sandwich.
I think they're the sandwich, right?
And then Popeyes is just the chicken.
Popeyes doesn't make a sandwich, do they? I don't know. Does Popeyes make a decent fried sandwich?
I don't.
Fried chicken sandwich?
I don't think so.
Me don't know. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Me don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm going to open up a little business right outside of Dan Snyder's Six Flags. Stun gun rental.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Leave the driving to us on this one, please.
Thank you.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
I'd like to get on with Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on with us. Howdy.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, Mike.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just wanted to know if you guys saw Simon Cowell on 60 Minutes last night.
I thought he was outstanding last night. Really did.
You talk about a whore. He gets $30 million for doing that show, and he gets the contracts.
How
for anybody...
Slow down for a second. I know what you're going to say. He gets $30 million from that, and he gets $30 million from the British show, and he gets millions of dollars from Sony when someone signs with their record label. Listen, you know what he is? He's talent.
He's smart.
He's talent. He's got it going on. If you think that he's overpaid at $30 million a year for American Idol, you should know that the show probably makes $600, $700, $800 million a year.
And that is one person associated. I believe anyone could be expendable from that show. You lose Simon, especially in the United States, you lose him, and you do not have a show.
And hey, dude, from what I was getting from that thing last night, he's like an American success story. You might as well be an American.
Right.
I mean, the guy says, I can't play a musical instrument. I can't sing. I don't really have any talent. But I can find people that do.
And
that is a talent.
And here's the deal with American Idol also. The franchise, look what they're generating. They're legitimately putting people on the record charts. And it's every single year. Taylor Hicks is the exception to the rule where they're saying he's not necessarily going to go platinum real soon.
I did think it was funny when they show him on the British version, and not Pop Idol, but the X Factor.
Right.
That he wears like a queer suit.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, he doesn't
wear dresses differently.
He doesn't wear his standard man boob V neck thing.
Man boob.
But
man law man boob.
He was good there with Anderson Cooper trying to grill him and, you know, yeah. Please, come on. Don't send a girl to do a man's job.
Is he the same Simon? Was he the same cocky,
yes.
Nasty?
Yes. I mean, Anderson Cooper was trying so hard to grill him, like, do you think you're worth as much as Bruce Springsteen? He's like, yes. Yes, what's the deal?
Right.
It was absolutely. Great. God, he's my hero. He would never do anything like charge you $200 a day at Wild World. Simon Cowell's Wild World. Yes.
Well, it depends on where he was.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike. I work for a printing company in the local area, and I've tried getting a little business from the Redskins and Dan Snyder, and they said, yeah, sure, you can do our printing for free, and you can just say you do it for the Redskins.
That's how you become the official printer, I guess. Why do I think there are hundreds of stories like that? You know, thousands, perhaps.
Well, you and I both know, you remember our friend, the orthopedic surgeon, mm-hmm. The guy that's retired now?
Yep.
His office that he used to work in for the longest time was the official, whatever it is.
Orthopedist.
Fix the broken stuff on the football players or the Redskins.
That is the, you know, that is the privilege they have.
And I said to him, at one point I said, you know, what's your stake in this? What are they paying you? He said, oh, nothing.
Yeah.
They're not paying us anything. We just want to say that we cut the Redskins.
Well, you know, and it's not, they're not going to get any exposure on the football field. They're not going to get, what they will get to do is in their office or in their advertising, say that they are the official something of the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, right. Hey, did you see that guy get hurt last week with the Redskins? We cut him up. We fixed him. We can fix you too.
And you know what the one thing, everybody, it's capitalism, it's making money, there's nothing wrong with that. However, this whole thing with the official, it would seem to me that if you're going to call something the official, there would have to be some merit to it. Well, the merit is how much money you're going to pony up for
right.
That.
Yeah, that's all.
And you know, everybody knows that, but you said it is similar to NASCAR where you see this thing and that's it. You're going to, you know, associate that with your driver.
But again, here's what the NASCAR guys, at least in my naive eyes, are more honest. Look at one of those guys, look at those cars.
Right.
What whores they are. They're saying yes. Like, for instance, yesterday I'm watching Tony Stewart on that NASCAR Hot Pass channel. Mm-hmm. What a great race that was yesterday. Jesus Christ. Jimmy Johnson right at the very end.
Three laps to go.
Big win for him. But you look at those guys. It's the Home Depot car, but
right.
Jesus, he gets out of the car and it's like every bit of his body is covered. He's saying, yes, I'm a whore.
Well, they put the hat on, and then they drink the particular beverage, usually Coca-Cola.
Yeah, and they always get in the name of their car and get in the name of the whoever the maker of the car
but
is.
But that does legitimately, as far as NASCAR, the history of NASCAR, that springs from those guys were, I mean, really, you go back far enough, these guys are moonshine runners
right.
That had literally no money, and the only way that they could make money was to put these sponsors on their cars, and then it became more, now it's... It's huge business, of course, but that's where it all comes from.
And they're upfront about it.
Right.
They say, yes. Yeah, I'm a whore. I drive the Home Depot car, but guess what? I have a 4-inch spot in the back that I'll sell you, you know, if you want to pay me for your tiny, tiny, tiny logo.
And there was a time when the NFL would, you know, would make their money off, get this, this is funny,
what?
Ticket sales.
Oh.
You know, now it is so, it's such a minuscule part of what, you know, what the deal is.
Disagree.
Well, I mean, compare it to television revenues and advertising.
They get most of their money from TV.
Right.
But the deal, like, with the ticket prices, why do you think he wants to jam 100,000 people in there? And why do you think why do you think he wants the highest ticket prices in the league?
This is true. But, I mean, back in the day, that's all.
Yeah.
You put a winner on the field, that's what you're going to guarantee you get the sellouts, and that's how it goes.
As a matter of fact, that might even be money that he gets to keep himself that he doesn't have to share with anybody. I don't know what the deal is.
You mean the money of the people that come into the stands?
Tickets, right? Well, I know idiots like me, if you buy a seat and you got to sign that stupid contract for 7 years to get your stupid name on the seat like I do because I'm an idiot, I don't think he shares that money like with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You know, it's frustrating, and being a Red Sox fan, one of the things they're doing with Fenway Park up in Boston, ownership up there, you know, obviously they've got some of the highest ticket prices in the country because they're the smallest stadium. But every single year, they've done this for the last 5 years, every year they're putting something different in for the fans. They're putting a different kind of concession area in. They're putting a different place where you can hang out, you know, before the game. They're doing that, and I read about it every year, and I think the fans up there, yeah, they're getting screwed on ticket prices, but the fact is the experience every single year, and I'm trying to think, once old Danny Boy bought the team, did the whole club level, have there been any significant improvements since he took the team over as far as making the experience better other than...
No.
Other than charging more for what has existed.
All he's really done is cleared away more space on the top and on the bottom to cram more people in.
Right. With probably not as many facilities and that type of thing.
Oh, no. Best game day experience in the NFL, Mike.
You're a huge football fan. Comparatively speaking, what is the best? Where is the best experience?
I'm going to say it's Green Bay.
Well, but they do well by their fans.
I've also been to a game in Charlotte. I've been to a Panthers game in Charlotte that was great. I've been to a Jacksonville Jaguars game where it was great. I've been to a Miami Dolphins game in Miami where it was great. Hell, Jesus Christ, in Baltimore.
You go right here to Camden Yards, and you go to the Ravens stadium, but I'm going to use baseball as an example. You go to Camden Yards. The game is wonderful, but the fact is, it is always a great experience for the fans because of what they've done. They, you know, and I wish they'd do more of that.
It's not for the Redskins fans. So let's end this segment of We Love Dan Snyder by saying it's the bargain of the year.
Sure.
And listen, management at the station, don't bother like sending Mike and I an email on our Blackberries now saying, oh, Jesus Christ. Tell him it was free advertising for him. tell the little midget we said for hour on a radio show that if you want a real bargain,
right,
go to Wild World,
head of the line, picture with Bugs Bunny,
$250 a day.
Enjoy yourselves.
Bargain. Priceless.
Thank you.
Priceless. No, it's not priceless. There is a price on it.
Yes.
$250 a person.
Thank you for enjoying this segment of Eye on the Consumer.
Now, when we come back, oh my goodness, this weekend, I did have a weekend that included a trip of, speaking of Charm City, to Baltimore, Maryland, hon.
How lucky could you have possibly been?
Baltimore, Maryland, hon. A nice, very nice meeting with a foreign gentleman. And Mike mentioned before the show today that you still got your St. Patrick's Day voice.
I've had my St. Patrick's Day voice all through yesterday and into today. Yeah, and, you know, it was actually a lot worse yesterday when I was yelling upstairs to my kids, clean your room. But it sounded like, clean your room.
And don't forget, ladies, we're so horny to do Cougar MILF strip trivia tomorrow.
Ah, MILF.
We don't want to wait.
Do you want to include MILFs and Cougars?
Well, I think that was part of the deal.
Some overlap over 35.
Yeah, sure.
35 and over.
MILFs and Cougar. Or maybe MILFs versus Cougars.
Yeah, because if you had MILFs versus Cougars.
There's no need for men, is there?
No. And there's really no need for that age restriction. Really? For MILFs. You could have MILFs do not fit into an age category.
Sure, Mike. The MILFs will start at 14, with babies having babies.
It's a short drive from West Virginia out here.
So if you're a 14-year-old mother, you can play the game.
Or older.
Come down and get naked for us.
No, unfortunately, that's not legal, Don. They have to be of the age of 18.
At least 18.
Right.
At least 18 to be a MILF.
That's how it works.
At least 35 to be a cougar.
MILFs against the... Let's play the feud.
Now I'm watching. That's like Battle of the Network Stars.
Wow.
Okay, let's see if we can make that happen. 877-365-3636. Our phone number. Hit us on our website at DonandMikeWebsite.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike.
Oh, this is for you, Rob.
This is the room my dad had done. You got to see this one thing. My dad would kill me if he knew I was in here.
Did he steal his keys?
No. One of my clients is a locksmith, and he was short on cash one night, so I let him pay me in trade. Turn it over.
Oh, my God.
It's like official state China of the Third Reich. It's a whole subculture of people who collect this Nazi stuff. But my dad just has this one thing.
The Don and Mike Show.
That was for you, Robin.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
The worst thing on the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, we've got other people who are back up on the phones to talk about amusement parks.
Right. No Cougars, no MILFs yet.
Oh, now come on, MILFs and Cougars. Well, I'm reminding them, harking back to a time when we would spend long periods of time begging and pimping and throwing ourselves out there for this.
Well, we had a strip trivia here that was the average strip trivia. We didn't have to do that. Cougars, I think, are going to need more nurturing. They're going to need more nurturing. Perhaps. Because, look, we've tried to get cougars before, and I think they're a little bashful.
They can be shy.
Ladies, we're very cougar-friendly.
We're wonderfully cougar-friendly.
Love cougars. Love to see some naked cougars down here tomorrow.
And MILFs. MILFs and cougars. Yeah. MHK.
Yeah, got to make it happen tomorrow. Call us or email us. No one hope you're desperate, but
no,
nobody's called yet. the weekend. So Jan says, you know, it'd be fun. Let's go to Baltimore for the day on Saturday.
All right.
And I say, well, you know, can't spell Baltimore without fun. can't spell fun without F-U, so let's go.
So it's up the old turnpike.
So we go up to Baltimore, hon, and we go to a part of Baltimore by Little Italy called Fells Point.
Wonderful little place.
Yeah. You park there and you walk around. There's a bunch of shops you look at. Right. Very hip.
Yeah,
it's nice. It was. I've been there before. I hadn't been there in a couple of years. Walked around. We're going in a vinyl shop and going in an old bookshop. And at one point when we were in the vinyl shop, which is what I call it now, Kat, it's a record store.
All right.
The guy behind the counter. Now, again, I don't know why I'm giving off this vibe. Talk to me. The guy behind the counter is not from this country. And you'll know why in just a moment.
Okay.
He comes up and he says, may I ask you a question? And I said, sure. I'm going through one of the bins looking at all these LPs that are in the big plastic covers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, the word can't. And I said, what? Yeah, I'm looking like in the B section. I'm looking at, actually, I was looking at a Blondie album.
Right.
I was looking for Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and I thought he was talking about an artist that was in the C section.
hey, that's funny right there.
The C section.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Yeah, the C.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Thank you, Oprah. Stevie Wonder?
Can I give me a C?
Okay, so...
So you thought he was looking for a record?
Right, because, you know, in an old-time record store, it's like if you go into a tower or anywhere now, even with CDs, they're alphabetized.
Uh-huh.
And so I was going, okay, there's Blood, Sweat, Tears, Blondie, Beastie Boys, whatever, Beatles, whatever's in the section. So I go to the C's, and he says, no. And he pulls out a piece of paper, and he lays it down, and he says, can. How do you spell can? I'm like, what? What is this? And he pulls out a paper.
What is he trying to communicate with you?
And what it is it is a citizenship exam.
Oh.
Now, why they let this guy take a citizenship exam outside the building, I don't know, but it's the real Megillah.
So he's showing you that?
Yes, and here's why. The last part of this written citizenship exam was a word puzzle.
Oh.
For instance.
It's pretty basic stuff. I mean, it's very simple for English speakers.
Yeah. Ask not what you can do for your country. Ask what your country can do for you. There were some slogans, some famous American slogans.
Quotations. Yeah.
And he was asking me how to spell the word can't.
That's what I thought it was when you said that at first.
Can't. So he said, is it C-A-N-N-T or is it C-A-N-T-T? And I said, no, it's C-A-N-T, C-A-N apostrophe T.
Right.
And he said, I'm not going to... And at this point, I said, let me see the paper. Just let me see it for a second.
Let me fill it out for you, sir.
So standing there at the record bin... And again, I don't know why he picks me.
Right.
I'm definitely giving off a vibe that says, don't talk to me. But he comes up.
That's what you think, but it's the vibe that says, I want to help you.
Yes. Yeah. So we're looking at this, and I go...
Especially people from other countries.
Always.
One. It's almost like a word puzzle or a jumble where you have three or four letters, and they've given him a couple of spots where, like, A, E, I, O, and U's are filled in.
Right.
But he can't figure out exactly what the word is. So I'm looking at this thing and I'm going,
how tough was it?
Well, it was very tough because he had the total wrong phrase.
Oh.
He was saying, if you can't do what you, I will never pass. So at this point, this is the Janet. Hey, come here for a second. Come help me out with a citizenship test. So she comes over and she takes a look at it.
I bet she's good at that.
She says, well, the word is not can't.
Oh.
There's five letters in this spot. There's not four letters there. And the guy says, Oh, no. Meanwhile, she's looking at it, and while he's going back and forth, she's...
So he's got to, like, fill in letters based on the question, right?
Yes, it was something that happened very important to America in 1969.
Okay.
And as it turns out, okay, it is one small step for man,
right,
one giant step for mankind.
The eagle has landed.
Well, that's good, too, but the one he had to learn was...
The Neil Armstrong
one
phrase.
Small step for man, one small step for mankind, and
one giant leap for mankind.
Right. That was it. That, thank you, because the word giant is where he thought the word can't would go.
Oh.
And that's where Janet looked and said, no, there's five letters there.
That makes sense.
Yeah. There's five letters there.
That's one small step for man, one can't leap for mankind.
So we stood there for a good 10 minutes and filled this thing out for this guy. And
that's a big one for him. I mean, if he doesn't speak English, that's a tough one.
So, I said, there you go. Done and done.
Hey, George Washington chopped down cherry tree.
And she said, good for you. He's like, oh, thank you. And he immediately turned to his family, all 100 of them that were working behind the counter, and he went,
Señor, señorita. Did they shower you with gifts after this?
Our records were free.
There you go.
Nice.
And did you get blood, sweat, and tears?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
What region did this guy come from? Can you even guess?
Part of the world.
Who knows? I'm going to say...
Because you've indicated, like, sort of Indian, and you've indicated...
It's my generic... I would say Pakistani.
All right.
Middle
okay.
Eastern.
Sure.
I would say Pakistani.
Right.
Definitely not a grasp on the English language. And as we're walking out of the store, and I said to her, did we just, like, break a prime directive?
No.
That we filled out this guy's...
No,
answer for him.
That's
and
fine.
She said, no, we got our records for free.
And you helped them.
I said, yeah.
And, I think anybody that wants to become a citizen and wants to try to do it, I mean, you got to give them credit for that. You know, it means enough to them to do that.
I disagree.
Of course you do.
Because
you love the different.
I fear the
That's right.
We're leaving Baltimore, and...
Your work there was through.
She says, as we're driving out of downtown Baltimore, do you want the best crab cakes you've ever had in your life?
Ooh, wow.
And I say, sure. And she said, good. Just do what I'm saying. Right now. Get in the left-hand lane. Now. Left-hand lane. Now. 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 Go right. Go left. Go right. Go left. Go right. Go left. Anyway, we ended up all the way on 295 outside Baltimore by Towson, Maryland.
Towson, hon?
This little asshole called G&M.
Okay.
And we pulled up, and really, it might as well have been in the middle of Wild World. I mean,
right.
It's not the best part of town.
Right.
It looks rather low rent, and... Goddamn, I'm not telling anybody in the Baltimore area who doesn't already know this. Right now they're going, duh, you idiot, everybody knows. Really, I'm not kidding. The best crab cakes.
Really?
Really, an outstanding crab cake.
Oh, and Baltimore's where you want to go for that. You know, I mean, you think Baltimore, you think crab cakes.
Oh, so
used to sell crab cakes at the old ballpark. Too.
Like, what, $11 for a crab cake? And she said, just wait a second. It's not going to be one of those, like, silver dollar size things. It'll be a big, big-ass, gigantic crab cake. Oh, so good.
So good, like Merrill Howard Kalin.
Yeah.
This was Don's reaction after he ate the crab cake.
Hold on, where is that? Where is so good? I don't have it in my sample. Oh, hold on, there it is.
So good.
That's exactly what you said.
So as we are sitting enjoying our crab cakes,
right?
Right at the very same time, I get two texts. From both of my kids.
Oh.
Okay? So let me share these with you now, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Messages.
I'm new to that. There's nothing like it. I love getting texted from my kids.
I said to Janet, my children truly are retarded. They truly are.
So they sent their texts like in the same proximity.
Yep, I'll show you right here. This one came Saturday at 1:29 p.m. No, really, there's nothing retarded about this one at all. Here
right.
You go. You just take a look at that. You can save it. See it saved in my phone. And it says,
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Love you. And there's like a little, it's a cartoon character with a dancing koala bear and a person that's singing or jumping up and down that looks like, that character on the Warner Brothers car, the Martian on the Warner Brothers
car. Thank you. So anyway.
Did I describe that okay?
Yes, you did. So this, and I bring this up because my phone goes, beep. I go, oh, I got a text. And I show it to Janet, and she says, who's that? I said, this is from Amy, from my daughter. And she says, oh, all right, that's interesting. Then it goes, beep. And I go, oh, God damn, I got another one.
hold on a second, let me see. I go, oh, it's from my other child. Let's see what my other child's got to say. And here you go. Describe that one, Uncle Mike.
Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead.
Wow. Well, it's a picture, and the caption says, proud. I thought it was, do we scroll down here? It says, I thought it was. Is there more text to this?
No, I thought I was.
Oh, I thought I was. All right. Proud, I thought I was. And it's a picture of a young lady
with,
I believe, the hickey of the year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this seriously looks like a war wound. This is nasty.
Wow.
Very, yeah. Very nasty.
Thank you. So we are sitting there enjoying our...
Two different kids, two different meal. Styles.
Wow. Oh, you want to take a look at that? There it is.
God, that looks like leprosy.
Isn't that huge?
Yeah.
So, you know, I got the one that sends me...
I didn't think those were still in vogue.
The one that sends me the little up and down, bouncing a little, St. Patrick's Day.
Very cute, very, very wonderful.
Could not be more, wholesome. And then meanwhile, there's my son, the perv. Hey, Dad. Take a look at this.
So he did that.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't send you, find somebody in a Walmart or something.
No, that's
a cashier and ask to take the picture.
That's his lady friend.
Is that how he expresses his love for his lady friend? By latching on vampire style to her neck?
I don't even know.
A contusion. That's exactly what it was.
It is.
It was not a hickey. It was a contusion.
Janet says, are you going to call him back? And I say, well, all right. I'll call him back. I'm like, hey, dude. He says, hey, Bob, did you get my picture? I said, yes, I got your picture. I think that this is okay. With me, it's okay. I said, other people might think it's a little creepy. I know you're just trying to be funny. Just know that if you continue to do stuff like this, you're going to force me to raise the bar and send you a text message. And then he says, well, I will just avoid your text messages.
Right.
And I said, well, I will find you on some account somewhere where you do not know where I am. And then I finally got him. I said, do I or do I not have your girlfriend's cell phone number?
Ah.
He said, you don't have her number. I said, ha-ha, didn't you call the other night when you lost your cell phone? Didn't you call from your girlfriend's phone?
Did you save it?
I did.
Way to go.
I did.
Way to go.
Shut his ass right down.
I love that.
Shut his ass.
Well, it's not really that picture based on that picture, not really a problem for him.
No.
But she might want to avoid, the YWCA pool for a while.
And meanwhile, here's why Janet said, that my kids are retarded. Uh-huh. And really, I guess it's more Bart than Amy.
Uh-huh.
I had just gotten off the phone with him before we left to go to Baltimore on Saturday morning, having a very long adult conversation about the fact that, well, he's got graduation coming up pretty quick.
Wow.
He's going to be 22 in a couple of weeks.
Wow.
And because of all the stuff that happened with Frida passing, he's
like
a semester and a half behind. So he would be on schedule if he didn't have to take that time off to graduate this spring. Mm-hmm. So we were having a discussion of if he graduates in the summer or if he rolls it over to the fall next year. And, we're having these serious in-depth conversations about it's graduation time, and what the hell are you going to do with your life? And he's coming up with real adult answers.
Good.
And then 10 minutes later, I get this thing with this girl who's got a big crater gone from her neck. And he's like, hey, Dad, what do you think of this?
He's multidimensional. But he's totally on it, though. You know he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he sends you the, are you proud?
No.
He cool. knows. He's just busting your chops.
He's cool. I'm glad that he and I are close like that.
Oh, yeah.
And he's such a swinging dick right now that he's out in California. So he's finishing up his spring break and saved his money and got a real cheapo fare out to California.
Right.
And I said to him, how did you get, in this day and age, if you really search, you can find a cheap fare.
Sure.
But he said going from, I think it was from Charlotte or Atlanta to Los Angeles was like $91.
Wow.
And I said, well, that's great. How did you manage that? And he said, well, there's no problem. I've got a four-hour layover in Dallas and then a two-hour layover in San Francisco.
The kind of stuff you can do when you're a college kid.
Right.
When you got that time.
So he's out there right now, and he's living a good life out there.
Imagine us with a layover like that, a couple of layovers like that. We'd be killing people.
It would kill me, and I would kill others.
Mm-hmm.
But he's out there being a swinging dick, and
He's even going as far as I believe he has scripts and such, and he's going to do the whole knock on doors thing.
Good for him. So, and you never know. That's how the great ones get started out there.
Rejection.
What if you get the phone call, though?
And rejection builds character. Good luck.
What if he gets caught up with the L.A. lifestyle, which many, many people have gotten? You know, Dad, I'm not returning to college. I'm going to make my fortune out here.
I fully expect that he will, when he gets out of college, go to California to try to start doing something, but not now.
Right.
From the conversation I was having with him on Saturday, the serious conversation, he was almost thinking, hey, you know, I could really finish up this college thing over the summer, but if I played my cards right, I could let it roll and do like 2 credits next year. Just, you know, go back for the fall semester and just kind of, you know, Dad, take it easy and just, like, do a couple of credits and really enjoy my time.
And still live on campus and enjoy the campus lifestyle.
That's what I was saying. And just, and what, Peter Pan, put off getting out there in the real world until the last possible freaking moment?
You know, I will always regret that after I graduated college, I didn't slum a little bit, you know? I mean, you're his father. I'm not going to tell you what to tell him to do. But, man, you know, slumming a little bit is,
here's the thing.
You know, I look back at it and I go, you know, really, from
Mike,
16 on, I just wish I'd wish I'd chilled.
He can slum. I just don't want him slumming with me.
Right. You don't want him. He's not slumming on your dime, right?
Well, we've had that discussion.
You're right. My mom said the same thing. My mom and dad said the exact same thing to me. And they said it in a really nice way. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Said, well, listen, if you'd like to do that, you have every right to do whatever you want. Of course, you know, we will not be able to support you in that. You know, and that's the way they said. I'm like sitting there with my lower lip kind of quivering. You mean if I took a year off or something like that, you wouldn't subsidize that? Oh no, you're done.
I've had that.
It's on to the real world.
I've had that conversation, but I said I've been subsidizing you your whole goddamn life.
You know, it really is. You know, technically, you're done. You know, really, I my mom and
trust
dad.
Me, he's going to find out. Well, he already knows.
They laid the blueprint out for that. You're fine, and many other parents have done the same thing. So, you know, for all those parents out there that are saying, "Oh well, you know that's the time when I think normally you just say, you finish this. I'd like to wish you the best of luck.
Uh-huh. See, because the conversations that we've had to have recently have been of a slightly different nature. Back when. Like a couple of years ago when Frida passed away, he went through a tough time and got behind in classes, and I had to say, listen, buddy, whatever it takes, you know, even if you got to go for 5 years, you stick with it, you get your degree, I'm behind you, you know, I'm only going to be mad if you quit. Don't quit, you know, don't quit. Stick with it.
And he didn't quit.
Blah, blah, blah. But now I'm having to have the discussion, much like your parents did, to say, it's great, you came through, you're on the other side. Now we're at that point that we talked about even before Mom died. Mm-hmm. When you get out of college, I love you more than anything. But know this, if you don't have a place to live, you don't have a place to live.
Right.
And it took him a moment. He said, what do you mean? And I said, think about what I'm saying. If you don't have a place to live, you don't have a... He said, but what about home? I said, yes! Home is for the holidays.
You know what? I look back on it, and I am so glad that my folks did that, and I think he will, too. And But he knows that, too. He's aware of that. I think he already, you know, respects you for doing that. I think it's the right thing to do. I think I would do it with my kids as well.
And frankly,
you will be there if there was unbelievable situation, circumstance, and down the road, you'll probably help him with other things as they come. But as far as the idea, the concept... Which many parents have done, especially even after, you know, and especially I'm going to say for parents that have raised kids and then helped them pay for tuition and stuff like that and get through college, that's a big, big deal nowadays. And financially, it's amazing. And at that point, you say, okay, kind of look at this as the mutual fund coming due. You know, I mean, the CD has come, matured.
You are reading my mind.
Right.
You are reading my mind. And I said to him, you know, all those years of the private school, all these years in college now.
Right.
All these years. Now, buddy boy, you're on your own.
Off your well, you know, I mean...
Get a map of the stars' homes and knock on Steven Spielberg's door.
I really think, and I don't want to overstate it, but I think it might be a very crucial time in a person's development, too.
Yeah.
I've known people in my own family that have at that stage of the game, they decide that maybe they want to linger in the educational arena a little bit. You know, now, there's nothing wrong with going out and getting a higher education at all. You know, getting another degree and another degree. But however, there are a lot of people that have a mindset that we in our family, we call them professional students.
Career students.
And all of a sudden, you wake up one morning, you're 35 years old, and you're still, I'm getting my law degree now.
I got news for you, Jack. That ain't happening to me. So we'll see what happens. He's out in L.A. this weekend.
And he's not going to get any good gigs if he keeps putting those keys on women's necks. Or will he?
Well, in Hollywood.
In Hollywood. Hey, take a look at my girlfriend.
Yeah. Or as he calls her now, his lady friend.
Yeah. His lady friend.
Well,
she's older than him?
Yes.
Oh.
Grad student, she is.
Really?
Wow. Grad student, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She's kind of cleaned him up a little bit.
Wonderful. She's the one that he took the picture of, too, right? The other picture of?
Yes. Yeah. The other side sent me a lewd photo of his naked girlfriend.
Certainly, it was tasteful.
Oh, and the other thing that we did this week, we went to see that Chris Rock movie.
Yeah, how
was it? Well, I liked it. It's not his greatest piece of work. It does have the F-bomb in the first 30 seconds, so you know it's a Chris Rock movie.
You mean it's not Pootie Tang?
What is, Mike?
What is?
No, really, and it's not the longest yard or anything. It's on a tour de force.
Right.
But, hey, for a Chris Rock movie, mm-hmm. not bad.
Did you check your watch at all during the movie?
No.
Okay.
Because I am such a Chris Rock fan.
Right.
Even when the movie kind of sucked, I like just watching him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're a bigger fan, you know, you can do that.
And without ruining it for anybody, although looking at the box office, I guess I'm the only guy that went to see it this weekend. There is a really great Viagra scene. There is an outstanding Viagra scene.
Well, you know, that thing that when he did that Richard Jenny line, you know, that would get me into the theater. Well,
he gets a boner that will not stop. You know that thing that they say on TV all the time about does it last for 4 hours?
Yeah.
Right.
Priapism.
That's right. That's what it's called when it doesn't go away.
I somehow remember good words.
And you know how they deal with that?
How?
Well, in this case, in the ambulance. In the ambulance. Well, they pull out a big needle because they have to get the blood out.
You just sold some tickets right there.
Yeah, but trust me.
You sold some tickets to that movie.
That's
right
like
there.
5 minutes out of 95 minutes. That's the best 5 minutes, okay. Really.
So it's not, if you're not a real Chris Rock fan, you might not be amused.
I like it, though. I like him. I dig him a lot. And you, what did you do? You had your St. Patrick's Day weekend?
Had my biggest day of the year.
Out of control?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, I know. I wasn't out of control, but the day was. It was, you know, it started at, what time was I up on Saturday morning? I was up. This is rare for me. Usually it's the other way around that I'm turning in.
Yeah.
I was up at 3:45 on Saturday morning.
Oh, I know. Right.
My day. We opened at at 6 a.m.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
And I was in dreamland. You'll be proud of me. I actually got out of there at a little after midnight, about 12:30. I got out of there on Saturday.
Long day.
And then realized that...
I tell you what, you put in a full day of work at your other job.
Yeah. That's true. Well, I care about that one.
That's true.
So it was. There was an enormous. I was with my daughters, so there was an enormous chunk of time during the middle of the day when I wasn't there. But actually, got a babysitter on Saturday night. Took my kids there. Was in the parade. Did the whole parade thing. You know how I love a good
you
parade.
You and your parade fetish.
I love a good parade. I was really aware this year that maybe I've gone the parade route, you know, one too many times.
Really?
You know, because I think it might look foolish, because I know I've been in that parade, three years in a row?
Four.
And might be four. They all run together.
Now, were you just, like, sit in the back of a car and wait?
No, I was walking. I walked the whole parade route with my kids, and we were handing out beads.
Just walking.
Like Mardi Gras beads, only with a St. Patrick's Day
theme. Show us your beads!
No. My little ones were with me, and we handed out the beads.
No, they would be screaming. I didn't mean they would be showing.
I was the ultimate whore. You'll be proud of me. I had the microphone, and they had the PA system with Irish music blasting out of it off the back of our fire truck that we use with the banners. And, you know, I didn't really feel like talking, but I was being prodded by, you know, my buddy John, who owns the other half of the joint. And he's like, yeah, you got to tell us what you do. And really, when he says that, it's kind of saying, you know, that's why you're in this thing, is because that's what you do. So I was just saying it's a great day for the Swiss, because I was tired and I couldn't think of anything better to say. And I'd say it's a great day for the Ukrainians, and nobody was laughing. And I thought it was funny. And, you know, I was saying happy, Merry Christmas. I was saying everything possible that I could think of without referencing St. Patrick's Day, and I would go so far as I'd walk up to somebody on the parade route, and I would say, it's a great day for them. I put the microphone down, and they go, Irish, and I'd say, wrong, and just keep walking.
Oh.
And, you know, I mean, I'm supposed to really be spreading goodwill.
Yeah.
And I really probably came across as a bit of a smartass. You know, and but then again, I don't care, because that's going to be my reputation anyway. Uh-huh. It was a very, very long day. It was a long, cold day. And the someone said they saw me immediately after the parade. And, it, you know, when you've got 60-mile-an-hour winds and the temperature and the wind chill of like 10 degrees, yeah, and you walk an entire parade route, and you're not what I would describe
but
as...
But it is chilly, and it is windy.
You know, I'm not exactly the greatest physical specimen in the world. Somebody said I looked like I'd been rode hard and put up wet when I got back. You know, the hair was everywhere. I had the windburn cheeks. Yeah, I looked a little bit like Rob in the cheek area. And other than that, I mean, really nothing all that eventful other than, you know, everybody had a good time. And I was, you know, I was talking to a lot of people that were just very uninhibited.
You sell a bunch of your tainted beer?
Yeah. You mean the green beer?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that we sold all of it.
The beer where you put the unsafe food dye in?
Yes. Yeah. The thing is, you could have the stuff that's safe. I choose to put the less expensive one, which is, you know, paint. It really is paint.
I'm kidding, of course, but seriously.
Yes.
What are you going to do about the entrees at your place with that pet food recall?
What I'm going to do, is what I've had a meeting about already, and that is to, you know, something Snyder's not going to do. I'm going to lose money.
Wow.
And a lot of it, you know. But I stand by that. You can call it pet food all you want, but that was a good product.
Stew is
that was good shepherd's pie. That really was. I thought it was fantastic. I really, really enjoyed myself. I truly did. And then Sunday, I did my spring cleaning like I have never done before. I don't know where I got the energy, but I was up, and it was all day. And really, somebody said a long time ago that you should... Every time you bring something new into the house, you should throw something out.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, you just accumulate stuff. And I had crap. The thing that you would crack up about, you know, we don't really, at least I don't. You might dress up more than I do. I don't dress up as much nearly as I used to.
No.
I really don't have the occasions to do it. I find this basket in my closet. And I find this basket, and I don't know when we went through this phase, suspenders. For business suits?
That was...
And I pulled these things out.
That was a phase that you went through. I never
was
wore
Was I through that phase?
Yeah, you did.
Well, I started going through these, and you would have laughed your ass off, because it was this giant basket. And I pulled... And they weren't cheap, if I remember correctly. They weren't cheap way back when. I take one out that looks like, you know, the cat threw it up. Then I take another one out, and I went like... And I got to three, and I just took the basket and I put it in a trash bag because it looked silly. And I was doing that all day, just finding things that I
send them
I don't
to Lei Kang.
It was
Lei Kang, who's recovering from his angioplasty.
Angioplasty.
How's your faggot friend?
But then last
funny, night... Funny, that's funny. How's your friend Ann Coulter in the faggot word? What are you making up?
Your faggot word.
I was so wiped out last night that, you know, I mean, I don't even remember falling asleep. Wow. It was a weekend. What a weekend. And a good time was had by all, especially my kids. And what was cool kind of is that Catherine was able to bring a friend along for the parade and all that stuff and kind of see that. And she actually... Foolish girl, really seemed to be into the whole thing with you know what Daddy does, and it was kind of fun. So I dug that; it was great.
Okay, good.
And then we all drank green beer, and they enjoyed it too.
God, they get so drunk so fast.
It's cute.
Yeah. You know, I had to take them out of the restaurant.
Your daughter,
take them back home.
When we come back, what's her name? That's square glasses chick,
Ashley Banfield.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What is she promoting?
The fact that she's hot and pregnant.
Ooh.
I don't know. She's got a new show on Court TV.
Wonderful.
That's what it is. So we'll talk to the hot Ashley Banfield.
Ooh.
Ow. Maybe right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I almost forgot. I bought some magazines. Do you want to just flip to the center section? Well, this is the female form, and they have focused on the breasts, which are used primarily to feed,
young infants, and also in foreplay.
Right.
This is Hustler, and this is a much more exotic magazine. Now, they have decided to focus more on the pubic region, the whole groin area.
Uh-huh.
Look at the expression on her face. You see that? See what she's doing? She's kind of looking right into your eyes, saying, "Hey, big boy. Hey, how you doing?" You see?
Right.
Shaved is a magazine I'm not too familiar with. But again, if you flip to the center section, well, you see the detail that they go into in this picture here.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a tropical plant or something underwater.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Wow. Is that Eugene Levy?
Sure is, from American Pie. Bum, bum, bum. A-S-H-L-E-R-G-A. B-A-N-F-I-E-L-D.
American woman, gonna miss your mind.
Yeah, no, let's play us in here.
A couple of jockstrap characters, Don and Mike.
All right, well, you know, for the longest time, I watched Ashley Banfield and spoke about her in wonderful, glowing terms about her square boxy glasses. And
she kind of pioneered that look.
Her sexy haircut. But, oh, yeah, she's good reading the news, too, but she still looks great. She's got a show now on, what are we, Loser There? I'm doing the whole build-up here. And,
yeah. You're doing it for her benefit.
Where's she now, Rob? Who was on the phone before?
Her handler.
Oh. I'm gonna miss your life. I'm wasting all this on.
There you go. I'm 11.
Okay. Well, I'm not even going to do the big build-up because now I've wasted it. She's here she is from Court TV, Ashley Banfield.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Did I get cut off and ruin the open?
No.
Dom was doing this whole lovey-dovey tribute to you. And
Do it again.
Sure, it was one of our retarded producers. You are let me preface this by saying you're a good journalist, a great journalist, been a big fan for a long time, but... Man, oh, man, are you hot as balls. I love you. I love you. I've loved you a long time. You asked these guys back when I first spotted you in your square, boxy glasses here and your take-no-prisoners attitude.
You're way too kind.
No, I mean, I'm do you actually, you get credit for that, right? The whole glasses look. I mean, that you kind of made that look what it is.
It was the accidental image, I'll tell you. It started off with just drugstore reading glasses, and all of a sudden people liked them.
I know that I heard stories at the time about people that were on TV, local anchors, and that would actually have no need for glasses whatsoever, but they were propping up all over the place.
Well, Katie Couric did.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember being accused of wearing clear lens glasses. And I remember at one point my ophthalmologist called into a radio program to tell them that they were wrong. And he actually gave them my prescription.
Well, I want to scream from the highest mountaintop that I had predicted you as a star of tomorrow today,
mm-hmm.
long ago when you were on MSNBC.
You're too kind.
No, I know good ones when I see them.
Right. And you know the TV more than anybody. You watch an awful lot of it.
An inch away from the TV.
Right.
You're good, Ashley. You had time away. You had a kid.
I got another one cooking, too.
Oh, boy, is that sexy. You don't know me. How far along are you, ma'am, may I ask?
I'm 7.5 months, and can I tell you, I am so not sexy.
Can I tell you, you so need to be with a man who can show you how you still can be sexy.
Oh, stop now, behave yourself. You're getting carried away.
Ashley, I have two grown children. I'm relatively normal. What I am suggesting would involve...
She's happily married, you're aware of that, right?
I'm talking about for her and her husband.
Oh, okay, all right.
What I'm saying is, at this point in the relationship, the sexual relationship.
Are you going to write a book about that someday? Is that what you're going to do?
About what?
About what you're about to talk about?
Yeah, here's the thing, actually.
Do we need a disclaimer for the audience?
Mr. Geronimo's thoughts are his own and do not reflect the views of the station, the management, and all.
That's very true. very successful marriage, two very wonderful kids and grandkids. But I want to tell you, I consider myself in this regard to be a relationship expert. When you're pregnant, you reach a point as a woman when you just say, oh.
You, no, feel, you don't feel attractive.
I can't do that. And right. Just what you said, Ashley. I don't know who would want me now. I don't feel attractive now. Well, I guarantee that your husband would like nothing better than to come home tonight, you put the other little one to bed, and maybe you get out that...
Bring out the honey bear?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you didn't expect me to say that.
That's a good thing.
Right?
That's it. We're having fun now.
I'm going to play along.
All right.
Yeah, pull out one of those nursing bras.
Oh, stop it. All right.
You know what it is?
Stop.
It is simply take care of daddy time. In essence, that's a, this is time for your husband.
God.
Because really, what, Mike?
I feel like we should have a we should have like the Chris Hansen in the room or something like that.
Well, you know what? Tonight there's absolutely no way, because tonight is definitely TV watching night.
Oh, here's the plug for her show.
Thanks
for ruining my moment, Mike.
I'm wedging that in as quick as I can.
I'm simply saying that this is the time when your husband, and we'll be glad to promote Disorder in the Court, too.
20 more outrageous courtroom moments.
9 tonight, o'clock tonight.
Tonight on Court TV. Mm-hmm. This is a time probably, after you have the baby, you're not going to have time for your husband. You're going to be busy with the other baby and busy with this baby. And I mean, you're not going to have time for him in that special way.
Mm-hmm.
So now, as you lead up to the time before you, you know, excrete the second baby, take care of Mr. Ashley Banfield. Let him know that he's still a vital part of your life.
He will love the fact that he's just been called Mr. Ashley Banfield.
Well, Mr. Ashley Banfield.
I would call him lottery winner, whoever he is.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I am sweet, and I would make sure that you are the sweetest.
How's your girlfriend doing?
Which girlfriend?
I was talking to Don.
Oh, my girlfriend.
Wait a minute. I have a girlfriend?
No. Well, I don't know whether you do or you don't, Ashley.
I just by the minute.
Yes.
Mike gets extremely uptight.
I'm really not uptight about having Ashley on the line. It's just...
It's the fact that you're pregnant. That I'm kidding with you. I'm mm-hmm. playfully, sexually playing with you, and Mike gets ooged out by it. So, to each his own, Ashley. You and I will always have Paris, though.
Well, we'll always have D.C.,
baby. Hold on, lastly for your TV show. You like cigars.
You know, I haven't been smoking cigars. I've been pregnant for like 3 years. So there's been very little smoking and drinking.
Did you actually at one time enjoy a good cigar?
Yeah, I mean, I can get Cubans up in Canada.
Wow.
You know, being from Canada, we were never limited.
Wow. Dream girl. Tell you what, boxy glasses, like cigars, good on TV. Dream girl, pregnant all the time? Are you kidding?
Are they treating you well at Court TV?
Oh, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your plug, because you were nice enough to sit through all of that. Ashley, your show tonight on Court TV.
It's another one of those moments where you can't take your eyes off the screen.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy stuff.
You know, I'm curious if you have... I saw one thing, and I don't even remember where I saw it, but it was a drunk lawyer, and it was about... The funniest thing I have ever seen. Do you have any drunk lawyers in your show?
It's funny you should ask. We got Joseph Caramago in Vegas.
Oh, my God. I
he
think maybe that's
hammered.
It. And he is absolutely... I mean, you've covered the courtroom for a long time. I don't doubt that some of these guys go out and have the three or four drinks and decide to come back in. But this is a guy that... Hadn't he been in some kind of auto wreck or something like that?
Well, this particular guy was actually defending a very serious case. It was an accused kidnapper. And, you know, he got to court and he was wasted. And the judge got, you know, understandably ticked off, ordered him into disability leave and into rehab. And in the meantime, this accused kidnapper who he was supposed to defend, who was facing life in prison, right. Instead gets probation.
Yeah, he walks.
The rest of us have to basically deal with this guy out on the streets because his lawyer was a drunk.
So your show tonight has, it's like the greatest hits of people going nuts in court.
It is, you know, it is, because I'll tell you something. We've been accused of being the C-SPAN of courtrooms, and there are times when the forensic accountant is on the stand that's right. It can get a little dry, a little boring. So we figured what better idea than to go through all those trials that we spend so much time covering and just get the most dramatic moments from the most dramatic cases and boil them all down into an hour. And so it's pretty energetic. I mean, the fists fly, the chairs fly. It's pretty crazy. And that's what we did. We picked 20 more. We did the first 20 last fall. And it was really well received. It turned out Court TV audience really liked that show. It was a top 10.
Do you do mainly voiceovers or are you on screen a lot tonight?
I do a fair bit on screen, but I shot the on-screen stuff before I was too pregnant, so hopefully you won't be able to tell. But right now, I'm giant.
Darn it.
Don's disappointed. I think you're going to look lovely.
I think women are sexy when they're pregnant.
I never said women aren't sexy when they're pregnant. It's just you. Mm-hmm. You find them incredibly... You find... I don't even like talking about it. Because
I know you don't. You like shut me down every time I try to.
Because it oogs me out when you talk about nursing bras and things like
Listen,
that.
Listen, the boob fairy comes when a lady's pregnant.
You're not telling me anything I don't know. How are you doing, Ashley?
Ashley, good.
I'm hanging in.
Good luck with your show, Disorder in the Court 2. Mm-hmm. 20 more outrageous courtroom moments tonight on Court TV at 9 o'clock East, 8 Central. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. Good luck with that next baby.
Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure being with you, and I look forward to the next one.
Take care of your husband.
Okay.
Bye, Ashley.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Boy, oh boy.
Jesus Christ.
You take the lead right out of my
mouth
on that.
Good, I'm glad. I rarely will say I'm happy about that, but I am happy about that.
Well, why?
Because we do not share that fetish that you have. You know I've always been oogged out about
Here's
that.
Here's the thing. Hey, it's not even so much. I'm not talking about, like, milk and stuff.
I can't wait till we get somebody on. I can talk about the butt.
It is. You run away from
the
it
butt,
every time.
The butt and feet.
We had Andy Dick.
The butt. I'll talk about rubbing her feet.
It is the time, though, for Daddy to get his last little bit of goodness.
You know, we didn't talk about this because I would talk about this without Ashley there, but I don't want to talk about it. I'll talk about it with you. You had said a particular month was the cutoff date as far as, you know, when to and when not to.
The ninth month.
You're not telling the truth.
I don't know.
You didn't do it the ninth month.
No. I could do it like after the second month.
Yeah, see, that's it. You didn't. I could have said that, but I didn't say that because I knew that was true.
Hold on. But it doesn't mean that I didn't have Frida take care of me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That's where I'm going with it.
I know where you were going.
Her husband is going to be cut off from sex.
Right.
Once she squeezes out this second baby.
She did say honey bear. I don't know what that meant, but I didn't care. It sounded sexy to me.
Wonderful, good. Yeah.
Baby.
Mr. Banfield.
Still looking me out.
And the thing is, Mike, when a woman gets, to get totally technical on your ass, when a woman gets that pregnant, she can't really put, like, on a Victoria's Secret bra. She might have to put on a nursing bra.
She can get something from the Kirstie Alley collection.
She might have to have the Velcro snaps going when she comes out to take care of Daddy. That's all I'm saying. For Mr. Banfield.
Because you like that particular part of the anatomy.
Yeah, boobs. I'm sorry.
No. The pregnancy
makes
boobs
bigger.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that everybody, every father, anybody that's ever been married to a pregnant woman knows the fact that the boob fairy comes and it's a wonderful thing.
And remember, Kelly,
however, there is a point.
Kelly Ripa is the perfect example that if you have too many kids, that's why Kelly Ripa's husband, whoever he is, I sure hope that he got every dime.
Second.
Every dime's worth of sex out of her involving her chest area.
There are women that...
She's depleted now.
There are women that respond well to that type of thing, having a kid, and recover amazingly well. And then there are women that do not recover amazingly well.
Also, very seriously.
It can go either way.
It's an easy way to make her still feel special and sexual while she doesn't feel so beautiful. And
right.
You don't have to do anything. It's a chance for the guys.
I just realized what hooked me out while I was making you stop. Because when you started that, it was almost like you were a sex therapist.
No, but it's
like you were saying, let me tell you, Ashley, here's what you need to do. And I just pictured you sitting there in a bathrobe that was undone. There's something I couldn't put my finger on, literally, that was hooking me out with that whole thing. And it was you. Had nothing to do with her. And I'm sorry I spoiled your fun. But it was, I just pictured you. I'm Don Geronimo. I've written the book, The Pregnant Woman's Guide.
I could save a lot of marriages, Mike. A lot of marriages fall into problem as soon as Junior comes into the picture.
Just want to help.
Thank you, Buzz.
That's right.
Last chance for Daddy to get a little bit, and the best part is, because you don't want to go there. She doesn't want you to go there.
Right.
You want her to feel better about herself. You go, oh, God, you're beautiful.
Why don't you say this?
Come over here and take care of me.
All right. I didn't know you were going down that road. But the thing is, the idea of at a certain point of, you know, participating in a certain act, you just, it becomes the place where the kid lives. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
That's really, I don't want to have anything to do with
it. That's why it's about the boob.
Right.
It's about the boob until you reach the point. Then that's when you got to stop.
You're saying that in that particular condition, when a woman is that far along, although she might be, you know, she's carrying two lives. She's carrying her own life and the life of a child. She's feeling run down. She is feeling unattractive.
Yes.
That your book, The Pregnant Woman's Guide to Lovemaking, will demand that, much like the 1950s, that in this particular hour of need for her emotionally, that she completely services the man.
The name of my book is Your Mouth Isn't Broken, Is It?
They call it the Donnie Method.
Okay. All right, friends.
Hey, she hung in there, you know?
Yeah, good.
She didn't flee. She didn't run away.
She's going to let you do the honey bear tonight.
You know what? Damn.
The honey bear.
I bet the honey bear is something very, very special.
Baby. Let's do the honey bear.
He prefers to be treated like a dog, and also a toilet.
Yeah. And thanks for bringing him into that thing.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
She's a grown woman, Mike.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about kids.
I was feeling like your older brother there for a second, you know, when you brought out nursing bra.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Oh,
I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
Never seen you quite that worked up with a guest
Pretty
before.
Excited.
I think we found the one. We found Ashley Banfield.
I liked her a long time ago.
Clearly.
Yeah, I loved her a long time.
Okay, we'll break. I got no one use the bathroom right now.
Okay. Deal.
I got dibs.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is something, though. This absolutely is. I mean, I've never seen anything like it outside of a World Series.
I haven't either, and we're in an enemy ballpark, and they're standing cheering Schmidt, the pitcher. Ground ball, this should be it. Stanisek, make sure he's got it. And ladies and gentlemen, at 21, the streak is history. Orioles, 9. White Sox, nothing.
Okay, now, it's important to note, at this point in the tape, they think they're off TV.
Okay. Right.
Coming back.
Okay.
One of the kids, too.
On your cue for this.
Just pause for a second
okay.
And then say,
oh,
God, we'll be back.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Dilly dilly dokio. I'm an idiot. Yeah, that's true.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Let them squeeze your bag, Don and Mike.
The show is great.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to the show.
And don't forget if you got a call.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Yeah, baby.
That is nice.
Nice.
MHK.
We have totally been shut out on our search for cougars versus MILFs.
Ouch. Now, cougars are difficult. I think we've proven that cougars are difficult, but MILFs should not be.
Strip trivia. This is what we're talking about. I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow. Maybe someday this week. Like it to happen. MILFs versus cougars, and I don't think we have hit the money hard enough. That
is usually the motivating factor.
Mm-hmm. First prize would be $1,000.
Wow.
Second prize, $500. And then, I guess, five more people win $100 each.
That's serious, serious money. So $1,000 for the top prize.
And then $500 second, and then $100 for each of the five after that. And the ones after that, big losers.
Right.
So
now, no men participating, right?
That's the goal, Mike.
We'd like to have it that way. That would be wonderful.
Now, if we do have to go to guys, if we can only come up with five cougars and MILFs.
All men. And all men, all male strip trivia.
Then the thought is, when it comes to the guys, it'll be guys over 50. Only over 50 guys.
God, they're great.
Wow.
I know we wouldn't have any trouble doing that.
Uh-huh.
We would. We'll have a little trouble with the cougars and the MILFs, but I don't think there'll be any problem getting men over 50.
No. You think so? I think there might be, because we always get the young, like...
It'll look like a Danish health club in here.
We always get the guys who are working at Best Buy, Circuit City. You know, those guys, like, they can't wait to come in and just drop their pants.
Right, but we've also had, over the years, there always seems to be one nicotine-smelling individual that comes in, and he's like a salesman. And he's really, really into participating.
So we'd really love to play strip trivia this week. Like to have it cougars and MILFs versus each other. And if not, cougars and MILFs together.
That's right.
Against guys over 50.
Beautiful. That would be the dream situation.
So really, we only need then five cougars or MILFs to get this party started.
Any combination that we have of cougars and MILFs. It can be all MILFs. It can be all cougars. And then we're going to have five guys over 50.
Now, we've already decided if you're a MILF, a mom I'd like to F, you have to be over 18. If you've had a baby, babies having babies, 18 is the beginning point to be a MILF. To be a cougar, the beginning point is 35.
35, that's right.
And the end would be, I guess, dirt in your mouth.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, there would be sort of a subjective bonus that you would get for being the oldest participating cougar.
Sure.
You know? Like maybe... You know, maybe one of us will slip you a 20.
You'd be honored. If it was all senior citizens, as I said before...
It would be a dream scenario.
My God. Could you picture 10? Like, and I'm thinking of the type of people that called our Miami station.
Right.
Our Boca Raton station.
Oh, sure.
To complain about us.
All down here.
Those people.
Side by side, shoulder to shoulder, right across the console. It would be delightful.
I'm like listening to Don and Mike.
There's only one part of the show I find appealing. Strip trivia.
Oh, I'd have killed him. I'm sure I would have killed him. Oh, I'd have killed him. I'm sure I would have killed him.
Man, if we could get a Willard Scott style cougar, that would be... Hey, and you know, you can also have cougars that are MILFs.
Brought to you by Smuckers.
If it's 35, you could get... If it's an age cutoff point of 35, you could easily get a MILF who is also a cougar.
So listen, ladies, we're looking for you for our spring break trip. Strip Trivia 2007.
Yeah. Right.
All you got to do is call us, email us. You're either a cougar or you're a MILF.
Cougar requires no real judgment. I mean, it's technically, you're over the age of 35, you're out there looking for younger people. However, MILFs, that is somewhat subjective.
You'd have to send us a picture. Really. Because you might be a mom that we wouldn't want to F.
Right. Well, we could play the Joe Ardinger beer game. I would do her in how many beers? The one that Buzz always wins.
You know how that goes. Because Buzz always says no beers. Always.
Just the same. Zero beers.
Buzz always says, I will abstain drinking. Hello, Don and Mike show. Over
hey,
the water.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing today?
Doing great, Buzz.
You don't sound like a cougar or a MILF.
Neither. Sorry.
All right.
Can't help you there. But Ashley Banfield is definitely a MILF that I can't even stop thinking about. But here's my thing. If you guys have any control over the commercials that you play, it's very disturbing to go from Ashley Banfield to Tanya Roberts talking about Las Vegas is calling.
Why? So as much as you're attracted to Ashley Banfield, Tanya doesn't do it for you?
That's my problem. I was thinking the whole interview, and then we went right to Tanya Roberts at the commercial break, and I almost drove my car off the road. It's very disturbing.
Tanya Roberts really is like a talking yeast infection.
Wow. More of a cougar. Do they have a TV campaign for
that?
I haven't seen her. I loved her in Sheena, Queen of the Jungle.
She's a piece of ass.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she's got that voice.
The voice that's kind of the sultry, smoky.
And in the ad, the TV ad, she's standing in the pool at Mandalay Bay. Uh-huh. I've seen another ad for the same Las Vegas Come On. They advertise on our show with Alan Thicke.
Right.
Where Alan Thicke is just standing.
Hey, how are you? Mike, you're grounded.
He's got like his khakis rolled all the way up to his knees.
Sure.
He's like, come join us.
Come to Tahiti Village.
You know, and I watched that, and then I watched the Tanya Roberts thing, and I said, well, I understand why they have, you know, road-beaten Tanya Roberts doing their commercials.
Sure. Right.
I certainly think that he would be more inclined to go to Vegas.
That's why he's standing in the that huge pool there, and he says, come to our particular place. It's right over there.
We really shouldn't do this.
Well, no, listen, we mentioned it before. It's a come on that says, at least the TV ads say, stay in Las Vegas at a beautiful place for three nights, blah, blah, blah.
I've seen Tahiti Village. It's beautiful. It really is.
But it's not where they film the commercials.
Right.
Where they film the commercials.
I think they actually might have filmed those commercials before they built Tahiti Village.
Probably. You are just covering so much ass tonight.
I am. I'm feeling that pressure. I have no idea why.
Don't know why.
I have no idea. I'm having one of those pressures.
You certainly didn't feel it in the first segment about Dan Snyder, but since then.
Dan Snyder, to the best of my knowledge. Well, you know, they're also probably fine sponsors.
Six
right?
Flags?
All the amusement parks on this station.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Sure. You probably lost some accounts.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Buzz.
Mike O'Mara, bad boy again.
I've been. Oh, what's wrong with me?
Where's the MILFs? Where's the Cougars?
Come on, one MILF, one Cougar.
Let's see what's happening here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Hi, it's a guy.
Hi, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi, I want to know what about us Jaguars, like Mike and myself, that have girlfriends that's twice our age?
Hey, why don't you come down here and you and I'll take our pants off.
Well, we're not really looking for the guys that we're looking for once we get the Cougars and the MILFs.
Did you make that name up, or is there a real name for that?
Oh, Jack. We're Jack. Girlfriends are half our age.
And it's not Jaguars, it's Jaguars.
Yeah, it's
Jaguars.
Or in this guy's case, it's just Jags.
First name Jag, last name off.
No, I think we're looking for men over 50. That's it. You know, they can be married, single, it doesn't matter.
Bald men over 50. Bald, fat man over 50. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm starving out here in Sacramento.
Yep, it's working. It is working.
Starving, but the Hostess Twinkie places, you got to get those closed because all the fat chicks are just running all over amok.
Well, right. Wait till we set a few more bridges on fire.
They're running all over amok, Mike.
Running amok.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you doing, my friend?
Howdy, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, my wife and I are getting ready to take a trip to Key West. I was wondering if either of you guys have ever been down there and you had any recommendations of places to hit.
Yes, I recommend a lot of places down there.
I've got one. It's pretty unique.
Sloppy Joe's is the touristy joint.
The one that I've got that I don't think anybody's heard of, if you go down to the Keys, a little joint called Margaritaville.
Hey, really?
Nobody's ever heard of it.
It's a place. You ever heard of the singer Jimmy Buffett?
Very quiet.
No, I'm not familiar with them.
He's got a store down there. It's a one-of-a-kind store.
I never go to Key West without hitting Applebee's.
No, seriously, Sloppy Joe's and Margaritaville are probably the two biggest tourist joints down there, but there's a bar called Irish Kevin's that is an absolute blast, and they have guys that play guitar and insult people in the bar.
It's a great way of spending it.
What's that?
Is Kevin actually there?
I have no idea. I think that's the name of the place. I have a T-shirt from there, but I don't remember. There's another place called Stains. Go to Stains. Let's go around Sunset.
Hello, Don and Mike Phil.
Hey, guys, I was calling in regards to that Tahiti Village crap.
What are you talking about, crap?
What? You know, they shoot that, Don's right, they shoot that at the Mandalay Bay, but it's like 5 miles away from the strip. It's like, what the hell? You guys are making it seem like it's all...
That's the problem when we're on in Vegas, Mike. You're calling from Vegas, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Have you been inside?
No, I've just driven
by. Inside where, Mike?
In Tahiti Village.
What was it like when you were there?
The last vacation you were at.
It was Las Vegas. When you stayed at Tahiti Village.
It was great.
What was it like? What did you like best about it?
Well, the thing that I was disappointed is that I didn't get a chance to see Tanya Roberts because she's the spokesperson, but I really I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my accommodations, and I enjoyed a really good show right on the strip.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm going on vacation. I'm going down south on my girlfriend. I wanted to fight her a little bit more.
Well, I think Don is on a roll today with that, so I'm not going to...
Well, is she pregnant?
Beg your pardon?
Is she pregnant?
Yes.
Did he just make up yes?
I think he did.
Was he just saying yes to ensure more airtime?
And I think he's the OJ guy.
No, I'm not the OJ guy.
I think you're the OJ guy. Get out of here, you. Goodbye.
Bye!
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got a story about the amusement park.
Hey, it's story time, Mike. You want to hear a story?
I'd love to hear a story. I don't want to hear from a MILF or a cougar. I want to hear another story.
Tell us a story.
That's $1,000 we're going to be giving away on Strip Trivia for the grand prize.
Go ahead. Tell us a story.
You have your amusement park story. Why did you wait? What were you waiting for?
What was the pause?
Hello?
What's wrong with you?
Stop.
See, when we stop talking, that's when you start.
I went there and it was closed.
Oh, I heard that story before.
Good story.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jesus. Wow.
Dumb
Hello?
Ass. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Buzz?
I'm here.
What's up, brother?
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Wichita?
You, me, Mar, Beers, Buzz.
Yes, I do.
Come on, man.
That last call when you coming for me, back? That last call for me was like Saturday night all over again.
You're blocking the line, sir.
Buzz.
What are we back to St. Patrick's Buzz. Day again with you?
Had a lot of those.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
I want to know the significance of the VFW men coming on. I mean, what you have cougars and MILFs, but why old men?
Do you think, let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
Do you think if we didn't have over 50-year-old men that there would be more cougars and MILFs that would be inclined to participate?
I do. Cause I'm not,
are you going to, wait a minute, are you going to participate?
I'm a cougar MILF, but gravity hasn't been that good to me after breastfeeding, so I'm too embarrassed. So
all right.
I'd have to.
Yeah.
No pigs allowed anyway.
I'm sorry?
I said no pigs allowed.
Rain on our parade.
I'm like, get out of here. It's a beautiful idea to have a bunch of guys over 50 with cougars and with MILFs.
It's really not a sexually charged environment. It's amusing, we thought.
Well, then let's call them the VFWs.
Why VFWs?
Well, they're mostly veterans of foreign war, right? That's what I call the old men at my office.
You know, God.
Beat it, you hog.
God.
I swear to God. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. I am very much looking forward to Bart's live remote from Vivian's.
Delicious breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Have the omelet.
You know, if
Angelo makes it himself.
If it wasn't so far away from where he's going to be, I would tell him to find that joint.
Well, isn't that their slogan? Vivian, when in Los Angeles, eat at Vivian's, far away from everything.
Ask Leah Remini about her abortion episode. Oh, speaking of that, did you see on our website at DonandMikeWebsite.com where someone wrote something about that thing we read on The Onion?
Yeah.
About Lisa Remini, mm-hmm, and King of Queens,
right,
that I guess her lawyers got to The Onion, sure, the next day, and it's a totally redone story.
Really?
It's now got just a generic actress name and a generic TV show name. Like
really?
Like somebody leaned on The Onion.
Sure.
Really, you got to go on our website and find the thread yourself.
Right.
And read it. I read it over the week. I can't retain a lot of it, but that's the gist of it.
So they got to The Onion, huh?
Yeah, like after one day they got to The Onion.
That's pretty interesting. I wonder why they did that.
How long do you think it's taking Angelo to get to The Onion? That's Leah's husband.
Yeah, I think they have one kid, right?
Yes. How about Leah's stinking onion? Her blooming onion.
Her blooming onion. Hallelujah.
Now, can I say this about Leah?
Sure.
She would not be a member of the bra with Velcro on it, a club.
The nursing bra?
Now, I saw her when she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. She just got fat everywhere. I mean, if I was a fan.
Well, you wouldn't think that area was, you know. She was always pretty decent in that area.
She always had a padded bra.
She did?
She always had a padded bra.
How did you know that? Did she ever say that?
I stayed at her house, and she told me she wears a padded bra.
You didn't, like, go through her drawers or anything like that?
Sniffing them, licking them?
Laundry basket.
No, she may have even said it on the show that it wasn't a secret, that she wore a padded bra.
I always thought in my mind is telling me.
You get a nice school guy.
I always thought she was well endowed in that area.
She looked pretty good in Maxim or Stuff or whatever.
That's it, But that was, like, push-up stuff.
You could be right. Things can be done.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Things can be done.
Don and Mike show. Anyway, find that thread on our website. Very interesting reading about The Onion and Leah Remini.
Yeah, because I would think that they've done that a million times before and they wouldn't have to worry about that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddies. If for some reason anybody ever asks where to go in Key West, send them to the Green Parrot. It's a gay bar, not that much unlike the Blue Oyster from Police Academy.
Gay, 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 gay.
Wait a minute, they have gay bars in Key West?
Get out.
What?
Get out of town.
I did tell you that when I was in New Orleans, I went to a gay bar, right? I told that story?
You mentioned
I remember that. I mean, I'm talking hundreds of men. And I felt strangely comfortable. I truly do. But in Key West, it's a different type of atmosphere. It's so out. It's so out, and it's a little bit more...
You're an ass man. That's
it's
what.
Is that what it is?
You're an ass man.
Maybe that is
you
it.
You said it would be okay for me to bring up butt,
mm-hmm.
being as you didn't like it when I brought up nursing bras.
You're right. You're right. I could be. I'm very comfortable on that subject. I'm very comfortable on all things in and around that subject. I really consider that to be an erogenous zone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what do you guys want? Wait, my name, Richard. Oh, what do you want?
Wait, you just OJ called.
Guy. What do you want?
Same guy. The same guy.
Keep my mouth. Keep my name out of your mouth.
Same guy.
I heard my name mentioned.
We want a MILF and a cougar.
No more OJ guys.
I can't help you.
And we don't want a MILF who says she's not really a MILF calling to tell us how to do the contest.
Right.
Don't have 50-year-old men, and then you're not going to participate.
Get out of here, OJ.
Did he say keep my name out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Keep my name out of your mouth.
All right, goodbye, OJ guy.
And like a 3-year-old, he just repeated it, Rob, because you liked it.
Rob's killing Rob.
Rob's getting all red.
Killing him over there.
You okay? Rob's having a little aneurysm over here. Keep your name out of my mouth. Or my name out of your mouth. I don't
all
know.
Right. A pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The swearing, Paul. There, I said it.
The profanity bothers you.
It has no nobility.
These are slum kids. I was a slum kid. Everybody talks like that.
They do not? What do you think I say when I go to the feed store in town? Oh, now, Wally, give me a bag of that effing pig feed and 10 pounds of that bitchly cow corn. And in the bank, do I tell Mrs. Bollinger, oh, here's one big bastard of a check. Give me some of your Christy money.
Look.
There, look there.
Look.
See
look.
What you made me do?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter. I go out of my way for you. I do everything to try and make you happy. I feed you. I clean you. I dress you. And what thanks do I get? Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie. Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
The number one show in Erachamento, the Don and Mike Program.
All right, now listen, we do have some response on our email from a couple of MILFs.
Excelente.
About the strip trivia. If you aren't too shy to call the show, you can email us at donandmikewebsite.com. We're looking to play some big money strip trivia this week with a bunch of MILFs and cougars. And
$1,000 for first prize.
30-year-old guys.
So either call us or hit our website and we will have an update for you on that tomorrow, I believe, on tomorrow's show. We do have a mystery song here, a mystery artist.
All right.
I don't know it. You don't know it, right?
No.
Rob, you know it.
I do.
Here we go. Clay Aiken.
Johnny Rotten.
Or it's Hungry Heart, obviously. It's a bad version of Hungry Heart.
Bo Bice.
Need a clue besides the fact it's a chick.
Motion pictures.
I know it is. Kirsten Dunst.
That is incorrect.
Drew Barrymore.
This is a brunette.
Winona Ryder.
Heavier.
Everybody's got a hungry heart.
A premature baby is heavier than Winona Ryder.
Okay, heavier than any other people that you guess.
Combined.
Not that
heavier.
I don't know. Who is it?
Movie star?
Yes, a movie star. It's Minnie Driver. Oh. She has an album coming out.
I like Minnie Driver.
Kind of pitchy. Okay. That is the
mystery away.
Song.
She doesn't need a push-up bra.
No, she doesn't.
That is the mystery song. Kind of pitchy. Oh, Simon Cowell, right. Simon Cowell last night, we got a call about this earlier. Brilliant he was last night on 60 Minutes.
Really was.
Here's Simon Cowell admitting he knows nothing about music.
Do you sing?
No.
Do you play an instrument?
Guitar very badly.
Do you read music?
No.
Do you... produce albums? No. So what actually do you do?
Guess what's going to be popular.
You guess what's going to be popular.
Literally that.
Do you feel at all like a fraud at times?
Well, no, because I think 99% of the people who watch the show are in the same position as me. They know when somebody's good or not. And for me, it's been a help not knowing too much so I can rely on my instincts.
I'm telling you, I watched that thing on 60 Minutes last night. I like Simon Cowell anyway. I liked him a lot more after that show.
I do like AC360, though. It sounds like, it really sounds like Anderson Cooper was definitely asking some tough questions. He wasn't trying to be, how did he come off? I didn't see it.
Anderson Cooper tried very much, like I told you, to be like, they even promoted his, I'm going to give him some of his own medicine. Every time Anderson Cooper tried something, he just laughed at him.
Unflappable.
Right. It's like, here you go. You're a mean guy. Nobody hates you. Everybody says it. You're mean-spirited. The fix is in. What do you say? His big fake teeth. It's funny.
He just blew it off.
Yeah. It's funny.
Right.
Oh, it's funny. Here he is. That Simon saying is funny. Here he is. The clip talking about somebody offered him $100,000 to watch them screw.
I read some story that people come up to you and ask you to criticize them.
I was once offered money to judge somebody in bed. Yeah, a couple.
They wanted you to watch them in bed?
Yes.
And critique them?
Yes.
While they were making love?
Yes. And I stupidly turned it down.
How much was the offer?
About $100,000. Wow. And I should have taken the money. Yeah, because it would be a much more interesting story now. Other than I didn't.
Wow, that is a good story.
And the other thing that I thought was interesting, being an American Idol file as I am, is the fact that when they showed some behind the scenes on the show, they showed them getting into a private plane together to fly somewhere, and it was just the three men together on the plane.
Right. Ryan, Randy,
Simon Cowell,
and
Randy Jackson, Ryan Seacrest. And they're all saying, hey, we really get along together, and it's been a long time, and we all pal around, and we go to eat once a week, and everything is really a goof. And there's no mention of Paula Abdul.
None.
At all.
So she kind of dances to her own drummer.
Nope. And then what else did I read about American Idol over the weekend? That there's a karaoke American Idol video game coming out.
Right.
That has everybody on board, all of the real voices of the people. It's like Dance Dance Revolution, except Paula Abdul.
Really?
Yeah. And it said everybody cut tracks for it, even Simon Cowell, like the one that we repeat over and over, you know, that was pitchy, that was not very good.
Do you remember a long time, it was actually not that long ago, when we got that phone call from somebody who said they heard a Fox executive dressing her down about not showing up sober?
There's been talk of replacements several times.
Yeah, I mean, I go back to that, even though I think we thought it might have been BS at the time. I go back to that, I look at her, and I think that I really do get the impression sometimes that she is barely hanging on. I really, really do. And not barely hanging on where she can't do the show, just things like that where she's not a team player.
Well, I don't know why she would want to be involved in something to make some dough. I even went as far as to look for the game.
Right.
It's only going to be available on PS2, not even PS3. I did go to Best Buy this weekend because I'm a nerd, and put down my $5 advance order for Guitar Hero for Xbox, which is, I think, going to be available, is it April 9th or something, April 5th, something like that. Anyway, they had like 300 people signed up for it already.
You know, in this day and age of right now, I want it now, I want it now. It is truly amazing how they do that at Best Buy, and they do that with all these video games. And I made the mistake one time of seeing the way they market it, they show you the actual design, the graphic design, and I pulled the thing out, and I took it to the cashier, and I got it home. And I'm opening the thing up, and I realized only after I put a little DVD and a little CD in there that it was like a preview thing saying, hey, coming up.
Coming soon.
And it was like a trailer for the video game that I bought, and I'd reserved a copy.
Oh, you didn't know that you were just reserving a copy.
I had no idea. I was pissed. I said, hey, this looks really good. And then I say, coming September. You know, it's like, give me a break.
No, Guitar Hero is one that I will definitely, you have to pay $5 in advance for.
And then what do you do? Do you have to wait in line twice? Or,
I have my receipt.
Right.
So when I go to Best Buy on the day that they release it, I'll, like, you're laughing at me already, I will be there at 10 a.m.
I see you, there. I'm just wondering what the demographic is going to be when you show up.
Me and a bunch of booger eaters.
You think so? I think you're wrong. I think you're probably going to be with, some other like-minded guitar people.
Well, the thing is with Guitar Hero, I've seen that at PS2, and I want to play it so freaking bad. Or is it for PS3? I'm not sure which one it's for. Either way, it's not for Xbox until 2 weeks from now.
Would you do me a favor when you get it?
Yes.
Is there a chance? I mean, we've done this before. That thing sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. This, to me, would be a much better game to bring in and play.
Oh, I'd love to try it. I'd love to try it, except I don't know what it's like when someone's bad at it, because every time I've seen somebody play it, it's been a little kid who, like, does the riff on Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses, like a pro, where the kid's going, bow, no, 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 bow, no, 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 no. I've never heard anybody really screw it up.
You can't. I don't think you can you? I mean, you just strum. And doesn't it automatically play the chords for you?
I think you can screw it up. I think
you can screw it up if you don't have the rhythm. But if you have rhythm, you can be fine, I think.
Well, one thing I got is rhythm. You got rhythm, too. Don't kid yourself, Catholic. Catholic birth method.
It's always worked.
You got rhythm. Oh, and video games over the weekend.
Yeah.
Got my ass kicked by one of our listeners in Madden.
Wow.
Really? Really. Got my ass kicked to the point where the guy was beating me in the third quarter. It was like 35-10.
Ouch.
And he offered up that thing, that mercy quit, where you just say, okay, I quit, and it goes down as a loss, but I don't get credit for having quit the game.
Any dialogue at all, or was it a silent game? Was it a silent ass-whooping?
No, as always, the listeners always have on the headsets, and I don't, and even when you sign on to Xbox, you can see who's got the headset on and who doesn't. Right.
Will there be any competition with Guitar Hero? Will you be able to get online and do that type of thing?
I don't see why you couldn't play that online, but that would be a hard one to play against somebody else, wouldn't it? It'd
be like a battle of the bands, kind of like a battle of the guitar players.
Right, you couldn't do it at the same time simultaneously, I don't think.
I heard that Guitar Hero, you don't have to have any musical knowledge whatsoever. You just get up there, and it's basically pretend to be a guitar player. Guitar.
When the guy offered you to quit the football game, did he go, you can throw in the towel at any time, Don?
No, although I got something about him that I want to ask you.
Okay.
Super Dave, this would be a good question. Can you call him during the break?
You can call him right now.
Call him right now. Call him right now on your cell.
On cell or on air?
Just either way, call him real fast, because I got a question for him.
Ask him if he's guilty.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Guitar Hero, yeah, you can screw it up.
How do you screw it up?
Well, there's different buttons up where you would actually play with your other hand.
The frets.
There's like, you know, five different colored buttons, and based on the difficulty you play on, it's the amount of buttons you have. Like the easy one, you only have to press three buttons. The medium one, you have to press four. And
so, like, if I'm in Walmart or Best Buy, hold on, if I'm in the Walmart and I see a little kid going, bam, nah, 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 just kicking ass on Welcome to the Jungle, where it's saying, you're a pro, you're doing great. That kid is really doing great, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's pressing the buttons. It's like a lazy man's guitar.
Does it have anything in it that would actually help you really play the guitar?
No, absolutely not.
It doesn't have any resemblance to actually playing real chords.
That's why it's got to be so great. That's why it's got to be so exciting for people, someone like me who doesn't know anything about music.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I can go with my finger, bum, 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 bum.
Well, and you know enough about music where, you know, if it's like a three thing where you have to play, push the certain thing at the right time.
Right.
You'd actually be able to memorize it and be able to play it.
Right, just your one part that you have to do, like, I'm thinking of good vibrations.
Is it a full-size guitar?
Giving me excitation. Well, it's a toy guitar, but yeah, it's pretty full-size.
Right.
It's full-size for Dan Snyder. It's like a giant prop from Land of the Giants for Dan Snyder.
I wonder what he charges for it. Very curious.
All right, you got Super Dave or not?
No, he's got. I got his voicemail.
He's a very busy man.
All right.
He's like Ari Gold.
Just, tell him to stop going to my kid's MySpace site.
Stop going to Bart's MySpace site.
Oh. Okay? Oh, my God. Really? Please.
Or just identify yourself as really being Super Dave.
And please identify yourself as really being Super Dave.
Because Bart called me over the weekend and said, hey, I'm used to listeners and everything going to MySpace or whatever the hell it is. He said, but there's a guy I think is really Super Dave. What's his last name? And I said, I have no idea what his last name is.
The reason that took a little extra time is he's gotten himself a new cell phone, and his new outgoing message, he says, hi, it's Super Dave.
Does he have a computer? He doesn't have a shower.
I would doubt that he, but you know what? He could, he surf the net?
He could go to like one of those places.
He could go to a library and get on the internet.
Oh, he's not welcome at the library, not since the incident.
Yeah, he's a friend. I want to hear that message. Play it on the air, please.
Super Dave. So Super Dave has made his presence known outside of his little Baltimore hangout, apparently. Yeah. So.
All right, let's hear his message. 4-1-0.
Okay. Calling Super Dave.
Just to hear his outgoing message. There you go.
The new message.
Hear him identify himself as Super Dave.
I think he'll like it.
He's a good boy.
Oh, he is. We love Super Dave.
He really is.
And Bart wouldn't mind having him on his MySpace or whatever it is. He just wants to make sure it's the real Super Dave.
Right. Wonder if all those pants we bought him are soiled yet.
The smell of Febreze.
And the look of orange.
Come on, Dave. Come on.
Hi, you've reached Super Dave. I'm sorry I'm unavailable at this time. However, please leave a message, and I'll hit you back at my earliest convenience. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, Super Dave. Super Dave, this is Mike from the Don and Mike Show. I just wanted to say, really enjoyed shopping with you the other day, and... stay off of that MySpace account.
Isn't today a good day for you to be Charlie?
Hello. How are you, Super Dave? Hey, this is Charlie.
You know, that's pretty good, Charlie, for coming off a St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Well, you know, it's really a different kind of condition. Charlie doesn't respond well to a certain condition. This is actually real voice strain.
But now, there we go. If I did it for a long time. Hey. It works. I'll talk like this for the rest of the show.
Bye, Super Dave.
Bye, Super Dave.
One more tape to hear.
Wow, that's amazing.
And this one comes from Dustin from Orlando, Florida. The guy did the Merrill Howard Kalin remix of I Feel Good.
Oh, good.
I've not heard this one yet. Oh. John just brought it in. This is John Cougar's song, Hurt So Good.
Uh-huh. Welcome back to the Merrill Howard Kalin Show.
Yeah. John Cougar have a tail.
What we are doing this push.
What is he even saying there?
When I was a young boy.
Oh.
But it is so chopped, but it's hysterical to hear
okay.
it.
Okay.
Put away this boy. And now that's I'm older. So much older.
Okay, now I'm older. I'm so much older.
Funny, I don't know how you got all the words.
Boy. Dave. But old lady not like you. Old lady not like you. Well, you know, next thing we're going to do is, let's see what we should do. Cook so good. Come on. So good.
He's singing Cook So Good.
Cook So Good, and it's just getting around that karaoke version of Hurt So Good.
It's Cook So Good.
Oh, my God.
I love when I'm cooked like the good. Cook So Good. Chicken. Do not call Merrill Howard Kalin. Do not write to Merrill Howard Kalin. Do not cook alone. Hey. Put around the curve all day. Cook around all day. So good. Cook so good. Come on, Mel. It's cooked. It's so good. Sometimes love don't cook like it should. Cook so good.
Cook so good.
Sometimes love don't turn out like it should. Cook so, so good.
Cook so good. Come on. Love makes it cook so good. Sometimes don't cook like Clint Eastwood. Cook so good.
Cooking.
That's like they were
playing. Oh, God. Hip,
hip, that's a winner all day, every day.
That's a lot of work that goes into that, believe it or not. A lot of editing.
Thank you, Dustin from Orlando, FLA.
Wow.
Sending that into our website. Up. You know what? I see we're almost to news time, but we do have time for one real quickie in the back room.
Johnny Storman.
Hey, John.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm well.
<Here we go. laughs>
Until we get a winner, right?
We play a game called Make Us Laugh. We play a game called Make Buzz Laugh. We play a game called Make Robbie Laugh. Make Joe Laugh. John is the only guy who's never laughed when people call for Make Us Laugh.
And I think this is going to be the day, Don.
Not that anybody's counting, but this is John's fifth straight appearance on Make Yanni Laugh, and he has not yet cracked.
You know, it's a Monday. It's a stinking Monday.
Yep.
All the odds are against this happening. That's why I think it's going to happen today.
877-365-3636. That's the phone number. $100 on the line. We put 10 big minutes on the clock. We normally do not like people calling with jokes. This is your free pass to call the show with a joke.
Anything special if a MILF calls with a joke?
Right. Oh, that we immediately stop the show. We put the brakes on. Like you wouldn't believe, because we're still looking for MILFs and cougars for strip trivia.
Yeah, baby.
But now let's make Yanni laugh. Very simple. Call up, tell a joke, tell a story, sing a song, whatever.
Something funny.
If you make our producer John Norman laugh, you win $100.
Not to be confused with a strip trivia where you'll win $1,000 if you're a MILF or a cougar.
Yes, but people call, if they're calling for that now, they won't get through.
Yeah, you're right.
The MILF thing now, because
what was I thinking?
They could email to
do
the website.
The web buzz?
They could still email through the website, of course.
Are Buzz and I appearing to be a little desperate
or just excited?
How many beers would it take you to screw that girl, Buzz?
One sip, Don. One sip.
One sip. We'll be,
in my hand.
We'll be right back with Meg Yanni.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Mike Show.
Oh, laugh.
Don and Mike Show.
That's a hard one not to laugh at. Funny, John.
Hilarious.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
I like their show. I like their show a lot. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
That's silly.
Rob, stop that.
Yeah.
It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Welcome back to the show.
Here we go. Never make Yanni laugh.
Oh, no.
There he is. The producer this week of the show,
the Sultan of Sullen,
Yanni Norman. Yanni on his fifth appearance on Make Us Laugh, playing for $100 in cash.
Yeah.
Sultan of Sullen, I like that. I'm going to wear that as a badge of honor.
Right.
How was your weekend?
Weekendy. Went out with the Elstons, had a lovely dinner on Saturday night.
The Duke of Depression.
And then listened to some lovely best of.
So you had a pretty bad weekend overall.
He probably had a good one. You just wouldn't be able to tell.
Right.
You know?
John?
It was okay.
He is not a happy person, is he, Mike?
No. He's the Sultan of Sullen.
I mean, I'm not
the Duke
a happy
of Depression.
Person. You make me look happy.
Well, I'm doing my best.
You enjoy a good,
you look good.
You enjoy a good laugh, though. You enjoy a good laugh.
John, do you enjoy a good laugh?
I do.
Well, you know what made him laugh in the hallway?
What's that?
During the break was me just saying a bunch of bad words.
Yes.
But we can't do
wrong,
that.
Wrong, Rob. I'm not using that one. You couldn't resist. That one sucked.
I'll read it. But the Kaiser of Cranky.
Kaiser.
There he goes. You go back to 1920.
Very German.
Well, put the time on the clock. Get his music
ready.
Get his music ready. Let's go.
The dictator of Downer.
877-365-3636. We'll take calls for John. Make him laugh, win $100. And the clock starts as soon as we take the first call.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Hello.
Hey, Johnny, there's a new special. That damn KFC.
All right.
Yeah, they call it the Hillary. Comes with two small breasts, two large thighs, and a left wing.
And a lot of breathing there. Hello. A lot of breathing.
Donna Mike, make Yanni laugh.
George Bush for 4 more years.
That's not funny. That's just sad.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Johnny, what's the difference between a porcupine and a Mercedes-Benz?
No idea.
With the porcupine, the prick's on the outside. With the Mercedes, the prick's on the inside.
Johnny, I'd like to remind you of
no idea
responses.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Johnny.
You should at least say something like that's not funny. Or
something. Just saying, what is the difference? Yeah. As opposed to everything was no idea.
Hello.
Hi, Johnny.
Hello, sir.
Well, this is the ghost of Barbaro calling.
You're a terrible Barbaro.
Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
We're starving here in Sacramento.
Well, now that makes Mike laugh, but that's Mike's joke.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We need some food, man.
That's quality. That's quality comedy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh. Hello.
Oh, what's small, red, and won't fit down a manhole? A dead baby with a spear through its head.
Oh, wait. Going way back to
the dead baby jokes, but I hadn't, that one's not good.
Man. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
Hi, Johnny.
Hello.
Look at Don. Look at Mike. Look at Buzz. Which one's the bitch? Which one's the butch? And which one dyes his hair?
Well, you're asking him to make a social commentary, and that's not so much a joke.
Right. I dye my beard.
A rhetorical question.
Buzz dyes his hair.
All
that's
of it.
Funny.
And I'm the bitch. I'm a bitch or the bitch's back. Stone cold sober, as a matter of fact.
You know what? I'd like to hear Merrill Howard Kalin sing that song.
Careful what you ask for.
He'll do that. Yeah, because you can do I'm a bitch.
Absolutely.
Bitch's back. Hello, make Yanni laugh.
The great B.B. King's wife wanted to show her love and dedication to the king, so she went out and got a tattoo of a bee on each butt cheek. He walked in the door one half day out on the road. She bent over, and BB said, "Who the hell is Bob?"
Oh, I get it, because her butt looks like an O. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, John.
Hello.
Make Johnny laugh.
He'd be damned if he let the slopes get the greasy yellow hands on his father's watch.
Wow. Like the walking impression.
I like the walk. I like anybody trying to do walk.
I'll be damned. So this watch, little man. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, so talented, sir, but not funny.
So yesterday.
Sorry, I didn't do it.
You did well. Don and Mike, hello.
Ooh-hoo.
Johnny.
Hello.
What's the difference between an epileptic in a cornfield and a hooker with diarrhea?
I don't know.
Hold on a second.
I know.
Hold on a second. John, you stand there like you're taking a goddamn test. Just say what? Don't just stand there and go. In your mind.
I wanted to noodle that one through. I'm sorry. I don't know, sir. What's the difference?
I hung up on his ass. Just say what?
Just say what?
Just say what?
You want the answer?
That is the beauty. What is it, Rob? You know the punchline.
Yeah, the epileptic shucks between fists.
Oh, God. I'm so glad we didn't get the guy to give us the punchline. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hi there.
What do KFC and a woman have in common?
What do KFC and a woman have in common?
What,
Mike?
Once you're done with... Hello?
No, perfect.
Bye!
Sorry.
What was the punchline to that one, Jackie?
Hang up!
Now, John, you just jump right in with what or I don't know or
gotcha.
Whatever.
Good
Here
enough.
We go. Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
Don's and Mike's.
I don't know.
What is the difference between a Sacramentan and a pizza?
I don't know, sir. What is the difference?
pizzas don't scream when you put them in the oven.
Well played on your part, John.
Yeah.
Not funny. Not funny. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yanni.
Hello.
Hey, what is Michael Jackson like about 27-year-olds?
I don't know. What do
there's
Michael...
There's 20 of them.
What was that?
There's 20.
There's 27-year-old.
Okay. It's 20. Terribly delivered. Oh. I've heard it before, and I laughed when I heard it. That was just so punted. Yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hi. So, this black guy dies and goes to heaven. And when he gets there, St. Peter says, tell me why I should let you in. Guy says, well, I was a follower of Martin Luther King. St. Peter says, we got tons of those up here. Why should I let you in? He says, well, I was a great athlete. St. Peter says, got tons of those, too. Why should I let you in? He says, black guy says, well, there was one time in my life where I had sex with a white woman underneath a picnic table at a Ku Klux Klan picnic. And St. Peter says, wow, that's impressive. You're in, totally. But just like Jesse, when did that happen? Black guy says, oh, about 4 minutes ago.
5 minutes.
Wow, that was a long way to go.
How much time left?
5 minutes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Only halfway through the goodness. That is, make Yanni laugh.
It's like a delicious cake.
Hello there. Well, hello.
It's you. Go ahead.
Oh, my bad.
Disqualification.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi.
Hello, pedophile priest walking through the forest with a little boy. Little boy looks at him and says, Father, I'm really scared. Priest looks down and says, you're scared. I got to walk out of here alone.
Oh, hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh. Oh, Buzz, why are you smiling at that for?
I hadn't heard
hello.
That one.
Hello, Mike.
Buzz, don't hello. Smile.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. What is the difference between a black man and a steel-belted radial?
I have no idea, sir.
The tire does not sing when you put the chains on it.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Buzz, what's wrong with you today? Look at over there smiling like the Cheshire Cat who just swallowed the girl who he'd screw with no beers.
Buzz lost the Cheshire Cat grin.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what kind of candy doesn't Oprah eat?
Oh.
What kind?
These.
What kind?
Cheese.
What kind of candy doesn't she eat?
Yes. Cheese candy.
C's, I think he said. S-E-E is the brand.
What the hell is he talking about?
Oh, okay. There's a company called C's Candy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't work anyway.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
3 minutes!
What is the smartest thing that...
Yeah. If you had said Einstein's D, that might have...
Yeah, but that could, but you know, isn't it like when you see a movie that's edited?
Make Yanni laugh.
What is long, black, and stinky?
What?
The unemployment line.
Jesus, this is Klan Day.
Now, wait a minute, folks. This is not Make Rob Laugh Day.
Wow.
Make me laugh.
Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to give her dog a bone. And she bent over, Roman took over.
Hi, Dave. Thank you.
Was the guy doing some dice there?
Yeah, that was exactly.
Hello, Don.
Good time.
Don, Mike, make Yanni laugh.
I agree.
Little retarded boy wants to go to school, says to Mama, Mommy, I want to go to school. Mommy says, stand up by the bus stop. The bus driver will pick you up. Next day, he's at the bus stop. Bus driver, I want to go to school. The bus drives right by. He's devastated. He goes in and says, Mommy, the bus driver wouldn't pick me up. Says, well, you stand out there in the middle of the street next day tomorrow. He's got to stop and pick you up. He can't run you over. Next day, he's out there at the bus stop. Bus driver, I want to go to school. The bus driver runs right over him, kills the little retarded boy. The whole neighborhood comes out screaming, oh, my God, how could you kill a little retarded boy? And the bus driver gets out and says, he was making fun of me.
I thought it might have had potential because I hadn't heard it.
1:33.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, make Yanni laugh.
A cat falls into the pool and a chicken laughs. What's the moral of the story?
Tried to delete that out.
Yeah, probably.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How do you make that
would be good on a greeting card, though. What that guy just said.
I'm writing that
wasn't
down.
Not so much a joke, but like a haiku almost.
It was a haiku.
Very
pretty.
Hello, make Yanni laugh.
Johnny, how do you make a dead baby float?
Ice cream and root beer,
one
I guess.
One scoop of ice cream, one scoop a day.
Does this mean we're down to how much time, Robbie?
59 and
a little bit of time.
Just fudge it. Just how much time? Just
40 seconds.
Just say 1 minute.
Man. 1 minute.
1 minute.
Say it in the way you say it.
1 minute.
Thank you. Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, when I was younger, I took my grandma's panties and put a little bit of water on them and put them in the microwave. Man.
That really got Mike.
Mike is beside himself.
That really got Mike. Mike is broken his microphone laughing at that one.
I don't know why I laughed.
Hello.
You must be tired.
No, I'm not.
Hello, make Yanni laugh.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Yeah. What did the zookeeper name the mentally challenged lion?
What?
Leotard.
Oh. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Make Johnny laugh.
A man goes into a grocery store and a woman comes up to him and goes, "Hey, I think I have one of your kids." And the man thinks back to the only time he's ever unfaithful to his wife. And he goes, "Are you the stripper from my bachelor party that I was doing back over the pool table while your partner was putting my butt with my celery?"
Well, we've come to the point, once again, where we don't have a winner on Make Yanni Laugh.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Mike.
Is there a chance that we can get one more caller to try to make Johnny laugh?
We get one more, and we'll go for 10 times the amount, meaning we're playing for $1,000.
Oh, boy.
$1,000.
You're really putting that money on the line today.
Here we go. It is... Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Make John laugh. Your radio is turned up too loudly. Let's give someone else a chance for $1,000.
No deal, Howie. Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make
Don and Mike.
Make John laugh.
Motorcycle cop is driving down the interstate. He's a blonde doing 80 miles an hour, and she's knitting. He goes over to her door, and he says, "Pull over." She says, "No, it's a scarf."
Pull over.
Not a pullover.
Hey, you know, it's a pullover.
You know, John, I admire you because you shouldn't. But
I work with me and Mike.
And Rob was joining on that one, too. We're idiots, but that was funny.
All right. Time. That's it. We're done.
Oh, my.
All right, John, hold on a second.
Oh, no.
A bonus. Uh-oh.
Bonus round.
Unprecedented.
$2,000.
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
I love when you hype it up like that, Buzz. Hello, Donna Mike. Make Yanni laugh. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
It's you.
Hello.
The money is safe. I can tell you already the money is safe.
Yes. Make John laugh, slow person.
No deal. No deal, Howie. What? No deal. I'll take briefcase number. You're a big loser. Go ahead, sir.
What do you call a quadriplegic in a pile of dead leaves?
What?
Russell.
Oh,
I've never heard it.
I didn't hear it.
If you don't hear it, you hear it for the first time.
I never heard
Russell. It's new to you.
That made Mike and I laugh.
That was a legitimate laugh. That may have been the best one for us.
All right, hold on.
Yeah. Oh, wait, now, careful. We want to be able to give money away.
The banker has authorized me to go to
$2,100.
$2,100. Hello, make Yanni laugh.
John?
Good, bud. Really, very flattering.
Yeah. My wife calling in.
That's another good one.
Make the air.
No. Shame we're not playing Make Johnny Interesting.
Wow. Well, that's how we play Don't Make Johnny Laugh.
I thought that was another fabulous addition.
Sometime we'll bring him on and we won't give away more money. And
it's
we'll...
the Duke of Disappointment. How's that, Mike?
The Duke of Disappointment. Thank you very
get
much.
Out here. Bye-bye, John.
That was funny, John.
You humorless F.
There he goes.
Kidding me. Jesus.
Some of that stuff was funny today. Yes. Some of it was almost, you couldn't help yourself. I've never heard the Leaf one.
In the midst of all that, I got a text message.
What, from Super Dave?
Of course.
What do you
write? Rob, what are you guys talking about? I don't have a computer or net access. Oh. I know nothing about MySpace. I think someone's playing with me.
Uh-huh.
Signed, Super Dave.
Now we know. Well, then,
and if you're interested, it's hyphenated. Super Dash Dave.
Super Dave.
All right, I'll pass it on to my son at his MySpace. And Buzz, who took his Laffy pills today. Really, you've been an outstanding audience today,
Thank
Buzz.
Thank you. We've got Russell with the news coming up.
How many beers did you do the news today, Buzz?
I'll do it on water.
Yay!
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, we'll come back with Charlie's news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A different breed of cat. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, listen, now we're getting some interest now at the strip trivia this week.
Good, good.
Big money strip trivia with cougars and MILFs. 50-year-old guys. You want to play the game this week? Give us an email at DonandMikeWebsite.com talking about it. A lot on tomorrow's show, we will be. Early in the start of tomorrow's GabFest. Buzz, I'm just looking at the tapes. I think we got to just about everything today.
Yeah.
Before the news, we played the Simon Cowell tapes.
Right, great.
He's pretty brilliant on 60 Minutes of Thought.
Sure was.
Played the Mystery Artist. We did not play the first three-way ever tie on Jeopardy. We did not play Donald Trump solving the Iraq problem.
Hmm.
However, let's do here Larry King and Chris Rock both using the T word for breasts.
Okay.
On CNN.
Yes, please.
I don't get the whole Anna Nicole Smith thing at all. I watched her work in Naked Gun, you know, and she wasn't even naked in Naked Gun. What the hell's going on? She's a... Anna's like a one-tip wonder. That's what I thought. Can you say
Yeah, you can say
there you go.
It's cable.
Oh, good.
But now she's gone.
Now she's gone.
Did you watch?
And guess what? We'll see another one like her. There'll never be another one. Oh, yes, yeah. There'll be another kind of chubby white girl with big... Yes, there'll be one.
He seriously... I mean, he wakes up in the morning and he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just astonishing. He was on Bill Maher's show, and he was killing on that show with a totally different rhythm. Depending on where he is, he changes the rhythm. It's great.
And well, just so you know, that was not bleeped on CNN. That went out on CNN.
You can say pizza on cable TV.
It truly shocked and surprised me.
Faggot.
Good to hear Larry say that.
What's that faggot?
Funny, and it's funny. How's your friend Ann Coulter in the faggot word? What are you making of that?
Larry's getting a little saucy lately.
Yeah,
isn't he?
Crazy Larry. Yeah. It's the angioplasty.
The angioplasty. They rotorooted me, and now I'm ready.
Andrew Dickinson.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Well, we begin this evening with a farewell, if you will, to Arizona Senator John McCain.
Bye!
Once the front runner among Republican presidential hopefuls.
Bye!
McCain's support has severely eroded over the last year as he's confused and irritated both conservatives and liberals. Once considered the man to bring the two sides together, McCain may have put the final nail in his campaign coffin Saturday when he used the term, tar baby. Through literature...
Hold on, I have not heard this.
You didn't hear about this.
Wow.
It happened Saturday. Now, through literature, that phrase, tar baby, came to mean a problem so sticky it was impossible to shake off or let go of.
This is Robert DeMille, man.
But historically, racists have used the term to denigrate African-American children. So these days...
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Poor choice of words in any context. McCain quickly realized his blunder and apologized.
Well, what was the context? What did he say?
He was referring to how involved the government should be in child custody and divorce cases. He was answering a question from a constituent in Iowa while I was on the campaign trail. And in answering that, he said, I don't even think we want to get into that tar baby. And
you guys are idiots.
You know, he used it in
astonishing
context, but still, like I said, bad choice of words these days.
But they do, Dottie. Now, that's the kind of date.
From Uncle Wayne.
Jesus. Open your mouth. Without a song.
John McCain certainly knows better than that.
So long, Johnny.
I don't think we want to get into that tar, baby.
Wait, he quickly.
What? I said what?
Yeah.
I said like, what?
Yes, Senator, we need to quit the campaign.
What?
Now.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
What?
I think he knew as soon as he said it what he'd done and that it was a mistake, and he did apologize right away, but still. Now, fellow Republican presidential...
I'm sorry, I should have said porch monkey.
Jesus, Senator McCain. You remember, now, presidential hopeful Mitt Romney and White House spokesman Tony Snow have both used the term and survived the phrase, but will the same be true of hanging-by-a-thread candidate John McCain? Over the weekend, McCain told British reporters that if elected, he'd work to erase the image of the ugly American.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Ah, big story. Tens of millions of cans and pouches of pet food, millions of tons of pet food recalled after the deaths of at least 10 dogs and cats.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Don, I'm not supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to talk about that place.
Important news, you've eaten Mike's in the last couple of days.
I'm losing a fortune as we speak.
That corned beef or, well, what's that thing you served on St. Patrick's Day?
Shepherd's pie.
That's it.
It was delicious. I defy anybody to taste the difference.
Stew is stew.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, more companies, including Purina and Hill's, joined IAMS and others in recalling dog and cat foods made by a company called Menu Foods. Now, 48 companies have recalled pet foods throughout North America.
So good.
That includes, of course, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The pet foods were sold by Walmart, Kroger, and Safeway, as well as PetSmart under their own store brand names between December 3rd and March 6th. We don't yet know how many pets have been made gravely ill by the food. It could number in the thousands. Vomiting is one of the first symptoms. Company says it's still trying to figure out what exactly went wrong.
What?
Nothing. I shouldn't be laughing at that. It's just the idea of dog vomit. I mean, it's not only bad that you're going to have the potential of losing a pet.
Right.
But prior to that, you're going to have that wonderful treat that I had today in the middle of the kitchen floor known as dog vomit. What kind of food was it?
You see, all you know,
lots of
you just have the same thought that Janet had this morning, that Colonel Clank, our German Shepherd, had awful diarrhea last night.
Everybody's jumping.
And as soon as we got up this morning, she said, I got to go look at the bottle. Like, it's some gravy juice made by IAMS that she pours on the dry food.
You can go to menufoods.com and they will list all of the brands and flavors and styles.
That's where she went on the web and found out that it was just regular old diarrhea.
In the newspaper today, I just got done reading a story. It says that an ingredient in sugar-free gum and these mints can also make your dog gravely ill. And I remember Catherine was playing with these, these mints, and the dog was right next to him. I said, did he eat any of those? And she said, no, he didn't. And then he threw up twice before I went to work.
But his breath has never been fresher.
But now between this and the dog food, I got to, Beluga, I wish you well. It's been a tough day in the news for you.
What is that website, Buzz? Really, because we went to that
this morning. A lot of people are concerned. Menufoods.com. That's menufoods.com. There's a hotline number there, and they list all the different dog foods and all the different cat foods that are affected by that.
A lot of great porn. It's a good website.
Yeah, while you're there.
So I feel my dog. Never mind.
Perhaps you've said too much.
I always feel my dog.
When you say you feel your dog, you mean you feel its pain? Like I feel you?
No, I mean I feel him erotically.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've done that before.
With some peanut butter.
oh, really?
And Ashley Banfield's there.
Pregnant. With a nursing bra.
Velcro.
It's over. And then I come in. And then I come in and I kill the buzz.
Throw a big bucket of cold water on me.
I want you to go, stop. And I sound like Joe Besser when I do it.
Well, it's over now, but 100,000 people had their flight plans ruined by a last blast of winter that slapped New York and New England over the weekend.
That's not funny.
That is funny that you played that. It wasn't funny until you played that. It
wasn't funny to these people. Now,
sorry.
Your vacation was ruined.
In the middle of spring break, hundreds of people were stranded overnight inside airplanes that couldn't take off or return to the gate.
Oh, and I bet their hotel food wasn't that good either.
They never got to a hotel. Quoting one victim, you can't keep passengers on the plane for 9.5 hours. They kept saying a half hour more, 45 minutes more.
What about all this BS, our Bill of Rights? Is that only JetBlue that did that?
Just JetBlue.
So far, Congress has thought about making a Bill of Rights, a passenger's Bill of Rights for everyone and all the airlines.
And I've got a question for some dumbass people that I saw on TV over the weekend who were stuck here in D.C. at either Dulles or Reagan, at Dulles or Alzheimer's Airport.
Right.
And they were just trying to get to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not snowing, it was not raining, it was sunny.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't not up there either.
Oh, okay.
Right. The entire nor'easter, this was yesterday, Sunday, had moved way up into northern New England.
Right.
And these people are at the airport going, we have been here for 2 days and do not know how to get to New York. It's like, hey, dumbass.
Train.
There's a bus, there's a train.
3.5 hours.
Rent a car, right?
Yeah.
You can make it there in less than 4 hours.
Exactly.
Almost.
It's amazing. When people get into that mentality, it kind of scares you because you become like sheep to the slaughter.
And also, all of these people that are stranded at the airport, listen, I know times are tough, but, you're not stranded. Go to a friggin' hotel. Get a shuttle and go to the hotel by the airport.
I don't care if you're going on a vacation and you're going to have a bunch of days off in a row, you know, even if it's further than New York, you know, rent a car or get on a train or something. You hear about people staying in the airport for 2 and 3 days.
And what I don't get is, beyond the fact you could drive somewhere, at what point, why don't you just say, Christ, even if it's 10 miles from here, get me to just a hotel.
Just, no, that's a different story. But
that's different.
A lot of these are just people, you know, they're in perfectly good weather conditions, as you pointed out.
I have to tell you, the problem is de-icing fluid. There's a shortage of it, and it's made worse by new government rules that govern the amount of time that can pass between the time they hose down the plane and the time it can take off. Now, imagine if there's only one bathroom on the plane and it's closed.
You know, I want to interrupt you there, though. I know a lot of guys that actually work out at the airport, and they will tell you, they tell you stories about the government regulations and the icing, that it's a pretty good idea to do that regularly.
Yeah,
I mean,
really, you have to.
There's scary if you don't.
There's a reason that rule exists, but it is creating some problems in terms of getting people off the ground.
Am I the only one that thinks I would gladly swap a little safety for a little on time?
And they do it. They do it quite often, as a matter of fact.
Sure,
you know, a lot of times they'll say, and it's not all that unsafe. It's just it's really the question of how much runway you use to take off.
Well, I
think sometimes you go right to the wire.
You ever see the movie Air Force One?
Yeah.
That plane takes off.
Great movie. Bad special effects because they're dated, but it's a great movie.
It takes off like on 20 feet of runway.
Does an amazing job. And then when they're refueling, doesn't he slide down the refueling thing?
Yeah. Yes, he does. That movie is so cheesy now.
Now imagine how bad it would be if there was only one restroom and it was closed. You won't have to imagine when we return from the break.
Okay. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Don and Mike Show. Giving idiots a bad name. Don and Mike.
And I, one last plug here for Stu Trivia coming up this week.
Hit us on our website. Hit us with your rhythm stick.
Right. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Shoot us an email. We'll have information about Stu Trivia on the front page of our website. Now, here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
The only bathroom on the plane was closed on a SkyWest flight from Boise, Idaho to Salt Lake City. The restroom light wasn't working. The light wasn't working. So the captain banned the restroom's use for the safety of the passengers. Besides, it's just a one-hour flight. But when you really got to go, an hour is an eternity. While waiting for that flight, James Whipple had enjoyed, and I quote, two really big beers. When the pain became unbearable, Jim relieved himself into a plastic-lined air sickness bag.
Incredible!
No one on the plane saw this, except for the flight attendant walking down the aisle. She reported it to the captain. The captain reported it, radioed ahead to the Salt Lake City police, and they held Jim and questioned him on landing. SkyWest, meanwhile, has since given Jim a coupon for a free flight and a letter of apology. Letters of apology, the hot new thing in the airline industry. JetBlue started sending them out after its recent storm-related fiasco. Americans now doing it. The guy who writes apology letters for Southwest, in fact, has become sort of a shining star. But is 37-year-old Fred Taylor Jr.'s folksy flair for apologizing enough to keep Congress from passing those new consumer protection rules, the Bill of Rights that Don mentioned earlier?
Fred Taylor, number 28, from your Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's right. He's a football player.
Well, Fred Taylor Jr.'s in PR, and he apologizes a lot. A lot.
He's in Puerto Rico?
No. He's in public relations, you see. Maybe if he keeps sending out 20,000 apologies a year, each with his direct line phone number on the letter, along with an explanation of precisely what went wrong on that flight, maybe he'll succeed. The letter often includes a free ticket voucher. And as a rule, we never feel sorry for first class passengers, but we might make an exception for this guy. See what you think.
Okay.
On a British Airways flight from India to the UK, Paul Trinder had to sit next to a corpse. The 54, not in a box. Just a corpse. A 54-year-old businessman says he awoke during the flight to find the flight attendants propping up a dead woman on his aisle two seats away. It didn't help that the corpse kept slipping under the seatbelt and flopping about as the plane banked for turns and descended for landing.
Enjoy the rest of your flight from India.
You know what I call that? A free entrance into the Mile High Club.
Oh!
Come on, my sweet.
Toot-toot, my sweet.
Paul says the flight attendants told him nothing until he asked, and then he said he was held after the flight for questioning by police and by the coroner.
He kept saying, this woman's cold.
Paul says that when he contacted British Airways later, he was told to, quote, get over it.
What is questionable about the word vagina?
Since then, that airline's apologized.
You are never to blame.
Enough about airlines. Maybe you remember hearing about a banner that read, Bong Hits for Jesus, as the Olympic torch passed through Juneau, Alaska, toward the Winter Games in Salt Lake City 5 years ago.
I don't remember that, Buzz.
Oh, we did a story about it. I recall it well. Bong Hits for Jesus, this 14-foot-long banner, was torn down by a high school principal, even though the banner was not on school property, and then the principal suspended young Joseph Frederick for 10 days.
It's all natural, right?
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The controversy made it all the way to the Supreme Court today as a free speech case.
It's all natural, and that means God made it.
You know what Mary said about Buzz?
What? Oh, I'd have killed him. I'm sure I would have killed him.
There she is. Mother of Jesus.
And he was around back then.
Oh, I'd have killed him. Sure. I'm sure I would have killed him.
Buzz was a bad influence on Jesus when Jesus was a boy. Mm-hmm. That's why I believe that thing about Jesus' tomb on the Discovery Channel.
Yes.
Because there are an awful lot of stick figure drawings on the wall that look like Jesus and his best buddy, Buzz.
Yeah, when Buzz used to go around bragging, you know, he can turn water into wine. I like that. It's nice.
He wouldn't buckle to my peer pressure, however. Mm-hmm. The Bush administration has come down, by the way, on the side of the high school principal who ripped down the Bong Hits for Jesus banner, much to the dismay of both the ACLU and the religious right, which is about as strange as bedfellows can get. Now, a Texas Law Center founded by Pat Robertson is siding with the Bong Hits for Jesus kid, saying it's also a case about freedom of religion.
What do you have in your hand?
It's a duster. I'll put it down now. I was holding it baton style. Has it been 4 years already? The U.S. invaded Iraq 4 years ago today. And finally, in Canada, a couple of Januaries ago, Christopher Langley was stopped by the cops who'd seen him swerving all over a highway in British Columbia. Christopher's case finally came up in court this week, and that's when he claimed he wasn't drunk. He says he was swerving because his wife was sitting next to him trying out her new vibrating love toy.
Nice.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Yep. Thank you, Buzz. We're going to fly everybody. We'll see you tomorrow on the new episode. And we got the emails for the strip trivia and blah, blah, blah. Thank you, Ashley Banfield. Her new show is on CNBC. Excuse me. It's on Court TV. Ouch. Court TV tonight. A good day to you, sir.
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 And
guess what's for dinner? Scamper.
Scamper. High five.
This is the Don and Mike Show.